Previously on Puke and the Gang.
Hello? Oh, Andrew.
Yes, old man.
Yes, because it's only a minute after I came out of some kind of futuristic suit.
Yeah, yeah, that poop-filled suit.
I pooped in it.
You do that quite a bit.
I did. For weeks, it feels like for weeks.
How do you feel, old man?
I feel very sad.
Why?
Because, well, the pooping.
Oh,
and
right.
Also, I was kidnapped by, it seems like, government people, and they experimented on me, and it's very sad.
Yeah, I think the worst part is all the poop in this cave that you just keep amassing because you never leave.
I poop. I'm sad. What? I'm sad these things have happened, and I think I need to sleep.
No.
I've got a better idea.
Oh, Osborne's here. What's that?
Hey, how about we put this suit back on him?
You know, another new man suit might do the trick. Old man.
Yes.
You were much happier as new man. At least not so pathetic and sad. You really tried to take the world by storm. You tried to destroy the world last time, actually. You tried to destroy all the humans for your benefit. But you were much more cheerful.
But I have no memories of being new man. What good is being new man if I can't enjoy it?
Let's create some new memories.
Will you take some pictures?
Sure.
Of me as new man?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
We'll put them on your cave walls.
I think it's a dungeon.
Dungeon walls.
It's a debtor's prison from the 19th
right.
century.
Either way, it sucks and it smells like shit.
Yes.
But here, put this suit
on. It's poop.
Put this suit on.
From me.
Please. Get rid of the old one. It stinks.
This mask?
The mask, too.
Put it on?
Yes.
Okay. Can we leave a little opening in the back this time?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, actually.
Excellent. All right, I'm putting it on now. Hello? 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 Ah.
Andrew, from Puke and the Gang.
Yes, new man.
Yes,
great to see you.
Yes.
In spite of what you tried to do to me last time.
What?
You tried to eradicate me and all my
friends. That day is still coming, Andrew.
Oh, wonderful.
All the humans will die.
Fantastic, because I hate most
Remember the beginning of Terminator 2?
Yes.
When Linda Hamilton?
With her tits.
They get fried off. That will be your tits.
Fantastic, no.
Where is Nick? Is he safe?
He's gone.
Where has he gone?
In your anger, you killed him.
No!
Welcome to Puke and the Gang! Episode 293, get ready to get your tits blown off. With me, Puke.
Fried off,
blown and fried, blown and fried.
Tits blown off, that's
tits
gross.
Blown and fried, Brett's here.
Hey. Again.
Mr. Osborne is here.
Hi-yo.
Whoa.
Hurrah.
Quite the greeting.
I don't know why
Say hi-ho or hail?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go with hi-ho. He said hi-ho.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
This is great.
Yes.
Can I say one thing?
No.
Episode 139 of Puke and the Gang in 2014 was 2014, many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Dale and I were on that show.
Yeah.
Osborne and I were on the next show, 140. It was one of the best shows ever.
The only reason I remember this is because photos from that show scroll across the top of PukeandTheGang.com.
Ah, yes.
On the scroll.
Where we're both dying laughing.
Yes.
That was the other time that I thought I was going to die laughing.
What were you laughing at?
Osborne's campaign slogans. And I said one of them, we were talking about balls. And something like,
I fucking knew I'm going to come.
Was that one of them?
I don't remember all the details, but okay. We were talking about powder balls or fresh balls.
Fresh
or something.
Balls.
Something
fresh balls. Where he introduced fresh balls to us.
Guys have to put something on their balls, I guess.
I still don't do that.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't know why I bother even talking to you people.
No. Okay, here's the problem.
I don't feel like I have sweaty enough balls.
It's fine for you, but what happens if you go back with your lady?
Mm.
And then she's like, oh, what's all this goop on your balls?
It's not goop, dude. It makes your balls fresh. She'd be like, oh, your balls are so fresh. I can't wait to get them in my mouth.
Really? She's going to lick your balls and then taste chemicals?
Yes. At least she doesn't taste chemicals. She tastes
That's
my favorite
fresh.
Jack rag.
It's like once upon a time, well, Andrew, there were just plain donuts. Then all of a sudden someone said, what if we powdered one of these things?
Yeah.
And people were like, they couldn't get enough.
Are you using powdered sugar? Because I don't see how powdered chemicals
suck a dick
could be conducive to ball licking.
There's one way to find out. Jason, can you please unzip your pants?
All right, puke, go for it.
Oh, I don't care. I'm fine with it. So Andrew's the one that thinks it's going to taste bad.
So I have this stuff. What's the famous ball powder company? Most famous ball powder company in America.
Gold Bond.
I think that's their slogan.
Oh, yeah, Gold Bond.
Okay. So I bought this spray stuff.
Foot powder.
Because I was doing these workouts where I was getting like super sweaty, like super intense workouts. And then I'd walk home and I'd be like, this can't be good to have, you know.
Sweaty ball. That's how you get jock itch.
Yeah, it can't be good to be this sweaty. So I, because I'd be walking down the street home from the gym, and I'd reach into my pants, and I'd go, whoa, it's too much. So I got this stuff and sprayed it, like, you know, just on, you know, areas, you know.
Speedy dry.
Yeah, yeah. Areas.
Cat litter.
But it kind of stung, and I was worried, like, what if I had, like, a sexual interaction with somebody
exactly.
with this stuff on there?
Oh, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Conclusion.
You're basically unpreparing yourself for intimacy.
No,
I think maybe you had the wrong product.
You're correct, except for the un part. You are preparing yourself. It's like baby powder. It's good enough for babies. Why isn't it good enough for your balls?
I'm not licking babies' balls.
Maybe you should try.
It's babies, they could lick themselves.
But I don't care if they
because
do.
I know. But it's safe for them, so it should be safe enough for you.
Well, it's not a matter of safety.
It's strong enough for a man, but pH balance for her.
No. If I'm not prepared in some way, I just go, wait right there. And I go in the shower. And then I come back and they're gone.
Well, there you go. Oh,
I've done that.
And they're gone?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, I go, let me take a shower first. I was lifting things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sweating earlier.
Why aren't you taking her to the shower with you?
I would go, okay, give me 92 seconds and then come in.
You know what's a good one? You go, hold on, I got to take a shower. I was having sex with somebody else earlier today.
I want to get Samantha off of me first.
What is it you need to do in the 92 seconds?
Just bits and, you know, I don't know.
Bits and bits.
What if I was sitting after sweating and I was sitting all day in a car driving?
Yeah.
Like almost instantaneously when you get in the shower, that's taken care of.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, water, okay. Yeah, 9.4 seconds.
You need soap.
So all you need to do is like, oh, look over there. And then
run into the shower?
Yeah.
Well, I have in the past,
trick.
I have gone, I just have to go to the bathroom for a second. Not saying shower, just going to the bathroom. Like, I'm going to go pee first.
Oh, right.
And then shower. And I'm a fast showerer.
It's very. You have a lot of insecurities about what
you
your dick
should
tastes
be clean.
Like.
No, you should like everything should be prepared for a lady to have a good time.
Yeah,
I subscribe to the paleo sex diet.
What's that?
I just let my balls sweat and get covered in sand, and that's just like our paleo ancestors. They didn't have soap.
I thought you wrapped it in bacon.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. There's no carbs on my dick.
Oh, good.
Except for the cheese. That counts, but.
Oh. I was thinking, must have been rough. Mm. Must have been rough.
There's probably not a lot of oral sex before soap.
Yeah, when do you think that was invented? Is there, like, there should be a documentary on, like, the history of blowjobs.
Yeah.
Because the first person to do it
oral
was
sex
quite
from both
brave.
Both sides.
Both sides, sure.
Yeah.
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 Like, soap was invented in 2800 BC.
Do you know anything about that?
It was probably invented as a
punishment
cleaning routine.
Oh. Right. Oh,
you know
right.
like how cats like lick themselves and stuff?
No.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, somebody saw a cat.
He's like, oh, my dick is dirty here. Lick it off for me.
Well, yeah, if you're like a right? lord and you have all your you know, wenches.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be the king of the cats to have someone lick your paws, right?
Yeah, but
you could be just anybody, like a bricklayer, and
I feel like you'd be a lot more successful if you're like a knight or a warrior, and then you just kind of spread yourself out standing there and you go, Felicia, clean me.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, good thing it's 2017. We all have showers. We all have soap, you know?
Not people from Europe.
And ooh. For anyone who didn't get that inside joke, where can you find out about that, Brett?
Brett and Andrew's Teen Saga.
Ooh. Where's the website? What's the link?
PukeInTheGang.com/VIP.
Yes.
Or schoolsocksproject.com/AV.
But pay us $5 a month.
So I do a show too, folks.
And join the PCL.
Yes, please do. Help us out.
What did we do recently on the PCL? What did we do last week?
Puke and I did a conversation. We talked about my family.
Your family.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah.
You a family?
A very revealing show about my family.
I can't do that Asian. Like,
you a family?
Family.
You a my family?
So I derailed the conversation to talk about balls, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
There's no conversation. That's the conversation.
It was about the last great show, episode 140, which is also you can
get. The last great show?
Not even the last great show that Osborne and I were on of Puke and the Gang.
Oh, yeah. Perhaps.
But a really great show. A really great show. A really, like, a life experience.
And yes. That was over 100 episodes ago. So where can you find shows that are that old, Brett?
PukeInTheGang.com/VIP.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Osborne?
I was going to say I don't even remember it.
It was in Alton Bay. We rode up in your car that was an Infiniti. And
you wore a hat.
We sat next to each other, and we laughed really, really hard. And it was I was very skinny at the time. And I had a beard.
Except you were on my right, and he was on my left. So we're all confused.
Yeah, we had a round table time. We had curtains on the walls for decoration.
Mm. Yeah, let's just keep going further into detail. Mm. Actually, on the PCL, we talked about Brett's family last week.
Yeah.
And I have a couple shows chambered that I need to finish editing and release. Did I talk about this last week? If I did, stop me.
I don't know if you did, so go ahead.
A couple weeks ago on a weeknight, I went to Area 23. I had a couple drinks. I had some time to kill. And like at 7:30, I'm like, I'm going to pack it in early and get some sleep tonight. On the way home, I'm like, oh, I'm a lot more buzzed than I thought. So I text Nick and Puke, and I'm like, hey, start the live stream. I'm going to record some solo shows. So I sat here with the bottle of Jim Beam that Tom has. Tom's in the audience, by the way. Hi, Tom. I like your Corvette belt buckle.
I'm not a music professor.
It matches your Corvette hat. But anyway, I sat here with my bottle of Jim Beam, and I just did some off-the-cuff solo music shows, kind of like the first two that I released, I don't know, a month ago or so.
Yeah.
And I was having a good time talking to the chat. I actually live-streamed it, and the chat was fun and entertaining, and I kept drinking. And
yes, of course.
I went too far. It was the first time I've gotten sick in a while, but I got up from recording a couple shows. It was probably 11:30 at night or midnight. And I walked out of the studio and fell down the stairs.
Yeah, good job.
I didn't even realize how drunk I was at all. It's like I sat in that chair that Brett's in, and I just kept recording and drinking and recording and drinking. And I don't get slurry, I don't think, when I get drunk. Do I?
Yeah, no, I really haven't noticed.
Yeah, I wish I did, because then it would be an indicator.
Then it would, no, yeah. Usually you just get like way too excited and hyper about stuff.
Yeah, or I get sleepy.
Well, yes, there's that.
So I got up, and I'm like, I'm going to go watch Jessica Jones.
Right, and the next thing you know, you're flying towards
falling
the floor.
Down the stairs.
Well, high rate of speed.
I fell backwards, so I slid down on my, like I bumped my ass.
What?
Like a frog.
You were trying to go down the stairs backwards?
No.
You fell down the stairs. You sound like my grandmother.
I know. So the first thing I did is
a life alert.
I fell on the stairs and I go, oh, maybe I'm more drunk than I thought. And then I went to bed and I'm like, all right, Jessica Jones, eat my cheese. I have bed cheese. This little baby bell.
Please write about cheese.
These little baby bell cheese wheels. I go to the fridge before bed. I get two of them. One's Gouda. One is original. And I go to bed, and I eat the cheese while I watch TV, and then I fall asleep.
You should just put one in each cheek. You could fit one in each cheek.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And just go to sleep. It's like a cheese strip. It's like a fondue, a fondue maker in your mouth.
Or a cheese lollipop sucker.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So this just in, man suffocates to death when his cheese drip slides into his throat.
When the cheese just melts and
clogs his throat completely.
A membrane. So,
did you consider how if you had broken your neck and died, that those shows would have been your legacy that you left?
No, because someone would have to edit them.
Yeah, we haven't released them
but
yet.
But you would, right? Wouldn't that be the first thing you did?
I would hope so.
You'd probably play them at his funeral, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Like, I'd play the entire last 7 years. I'd be like,
make everyone sit there.
Strap
the whole
in,
time.
Motherfuckers! This was his last wish. We got 63,000 hours.
Guys are gonna be here for a few weeks.
You should just sit at a table with like a computer and like two big like DJ speakers, and just play all the Andrew drops
in a row.
Yeah.
What would that sound like?
Silence.
Big gulps, huh?
Okay.
And that's the end of the show, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Cool it on the drops.
So I lay in bed, and I'm watching Jessica Jones, and I'm looking at the TV, and I keep
your head's
twisting my head to the left, like rotating my head, and I realize, oh, fuck, it's like I'm a teenager again. The room's spinning, and I feel like I'm moving. This is awful.
Yeah.
I'm laying in bed. I should probably grab a trash can. So I put a trash can next to the bed. And then at some point, I just passed out. Woke up at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Ran down the stairs. Didn't fall this time. Went in the bathroom. Sat there for a minute. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I feel like utter shit. I've never felt worse from drinking in my entire life.
And like a teen. You're like a real teenage grandma. My grandma.
As a teen?
My dad's mother, Nana. Call you teen Nana.
So what do you do? Teen like when Nana. You feel that shitty and you wake up in the middle of the night, what do you do?
Vomit.
Don't ask me for advice.
That usually helps me feel better.
I haven't vomited in, I don't know, a year and a half from drinking.
So you forgot how or something?
No.
What you do is you generally kneel in front of the toilet.
Yes, here's the problem.
And you sit there. And sometimes you got to shove a finger down your throat to make sure it comes out.
Yeah, I've never been able to do that successfully. But here's the problem.
I force myself sometimes.
I could vomit, but it's been several hours since I drank. And before that, you know what I had for dinner?
Cheese.
Taco stuff. Like super spicy ground beef made with Gringo Bandito hot sauce, the hot taco seasoning, a bunch of salsa, and a bunch of jalapeno peppers.
It's a party in your guts.
Like a bunch.
You don't want that coming back up.
I don't want that coming back up.
So long story short, you had a bad night.
It gets worse.
Oh.
Oh.
So then I go, I can't go back to bed. I feel like shit. I can't stop spinning. So I lay in the bathtub thinking that'll help me feel better.
This is a good move.
Yeah. So I'm laying there.
Spinning. Bring any booze in with you?
No.
Because that would have been good.
And I fell asleep. And I go.
You fell asleep in the bathtub? Was it on?
Yeah.
Was it doing anything?
Yeah, it was going up slowly.
Oh, my God.
And
it would be funny if you had motion activated surveillance cameras all over your house, and then it's like they're piecing it together. It's like, all right, he fell down the stairs here.
Breaking news. Man with mouth full of cheese drowns in bathtub. Booze found strewn about the house.
So I wake up in the bathtub, and I go, oh, God. And I jump out as fast as I can.
What time was this?
Probably about 4:30 in the morning.
Oh gosh!
And lean over the toilet, start vomiting. I hate vomiting. Like I know everyone hates vomiting, right?
Pretty but much. Some people are universal. Like,
but some people can just go.
I think Allie McBeal cares. She says something.
Like you vomit a lot from puking or from drinking.
Hence the name.
Oh, there. Yeah.
But you do.
Yeah.
Like the next morning, you're always like, oh, I feel like shit. In your backyard, my backyard.
Someone's backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you vomit a lot.
Yes,
and I feel like you're good at it. Like, you don't come out with a face covered in puke.
No. No,
see,
I don't think I have.
An equal amount comes out my big Jew nose.
Oh, shit.
That comes out my mouth.
That's the problem, yeah.
So I have jalapenos and other hot things coming out the nose.
No.
Yeah. So it's really bad.
Yeah, I've got that before.
You're doing it wrong.
I don't know how to. I don't know how to do it. Do I plug my nose?
No, you just. I don't.
You go like this, real tight, and hope it just turns around and goes the other way.
Right.
I don't know how these bodies work. So
I've had like the bile or whatever kind of gets up in the back of your throat, and that it'll burn for a while.
It comes out my nose, then you get like the alien goop. It just kinda,
right,
you know, lingers down
the slime out of your face.
Yeah. So that was bad. That lasted probably for a half hour.
Yeah.
It was like a half hour of heaving.
That's a lot.
And like trying to blow my nose.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were headed down the road to pain whenever you stared. You looked like directly into the live stream camera because I was watching you at home, and you were like, your eyes got great big, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, and you were pouring another fucking giant jug of whiskey into your glass, and it's like, you idiot.
I didn't know I was staring at the camera.
Oh, you did. You went right at the camera, broke the fourth wall, did the like John Belushi eyebrows, like, here it comes.
Well,
and that's what you get, I guess.
It was fun while it lasted. And then,
it's never fun. That's the worst, I think, when you like it's late at night and you're so drunk that you can't sleep because as soon as you close your eyes, you're spinning.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, after I puked, I'm like,
put one of your feet on the floor.
I don't think that's helped. It's like when you close your eyes.
Put cheese in your cheeks.
So,
we call that chipmunking.
After I puked, I'm like, okay, it's over.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm going to feel better now.
Yeah.
I am hoping this is how it ended.
So, I'm pretty sure the puking got me re-drunk.
Oh.
Nice.
Because now it's like 5 in the morning. And I go upstairs.
What do you have to do this day?
The next day?
Yeah.
I had to work from home, thankfully, but I had to work.
Well, that's lucky.
It was a Friday. And then later I had to go to your family's house.
Oh.
Oh, that's
for which night? The big party or the small party?
The small party.
The small party.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why when I got there, I was just like, bleh, 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 bleh. Anyway.
You did fine. Everyone liked you.
Oh, I know. By then I was all right. But for the previous 12 hours, I was running on no sleep, and I'd never felt worse in my life. My head hurt so bad. My stomach hurt.
Yeah.
And I was dragging all day. I've never gotten like that before.
Never had a hangover that bad? Where,
no,
like,
not even close.
Day
the
is
worst
just
hangover
ruined.
Is like an hour of headache, and then I eat some food, and I feel better.
Yeah, I've had days where like your head's just pounding, and you're tired, and you don't want to move, and your stomach is like in pain.
Is it like this for everyone?
Yes, this is how physiology works. Sports.
I'll tell you.
Like, fuck no.
I'm not the best person for no, man, that's normal.
Well, it's not normal, like, but it is normal.
Well,
that's what happens
normal,
when you drink a shit
like
ton
once,
of whiskey.
Like once a year or something, yeah. But I've never felt that sick the next day.
Well,
like it lasted until the following night.
You were eating and drinking pickles.
You
drinking
drank
pickle
pickles.
Juice.
I drank the pickle juice. I hear
that's
good
that's
for you.
No,
that's a great thing. That's how these Russians drink entire bottles of vodka all the time.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You see?
The pickle juice? Oh,
Osborne knows.
Worse.
Yep.
How do you know that?
Dill pickles with I was taught by a Russian.
See?
Fucking Russian.
We sat down at a table. He had a bottle of vodka. I had a bottle of vodka.
That's a lot of fucking vodka.
Who won? Yeah,
drink this pickle juice.
There's no winning. We just drank a lot of vodka. And pickles.
In Russia, there is no win.
First we drink a bottle of vodka with pickle juice, then we get in my car and set off fireworks in car.
That sounds great.
What we do in Russia.
In Soviet Russia.
Is this Russian? Am I Russian?
You have to do more of the rolling your R's.
I need to do more
move
of this,
the syllables to the back of your throat.
Yeah, I like to drive my car real fast.
You're getting kind of Mexican. Well, they also drive fast.
Try to say squirrel.
I'm Russian. What do you want from me? I'm Russian.
You sound more like you're from Bulgaria.
I like to drive fast in the snow, in a compact car, in the snow. I say sometimes I get going 100 in the snow, kilometer.
Kilometer.
How do you get kilometer?
Yes, kilometer.
Kilometers. And then I start setting off firecrackers while I'm driving.
Fuego crackers.
Okay.
But Yeah, so hopefully it was worth it. I don't know. It was rough.
The problem, though, is that, like, all of that hilarity doesn't... I don't think that necessarily comes out in the mic. Like, you don't get silly when you get drunk.
Well, fuck.
You just tell stories. Yeah. A lot of stories.
I do that sober.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I get retarded when I get really drunk, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get way better.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Something about sitting in this seat makes you judgmental.
Oh, Brett's sitting in the typical
mix seat. I'm sitting here going, don't we have show topics? And I didn't mean to be... No, I don't mean to be doing it at all. I'm like really being conscious of it. I didn't want to say it. And then I was like, wait a minute. Why am I saying this?
Anyone who says that for more than 20 minutes has to leave.
No, I'm liking this
story. Who cares?
Story.
Nobody cares about that. It's gay.
But I'm feeling judgmental. And I don't... and something just came over me like a spell.
The good news is you're fired.
So what's next? Or, I'm sorry, continue with this.
So last night we had dinner.
Yes.
We went to the Common Man.
Me, Andrew, Osborne, and Puke. And me is Brett.
The people on the show. Today.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. The four of us.
Yeah. It's like we were at a table 24 hours ago.
I need a beer.
With
at
food.
At this time, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if we would have just had a recorder with us. We wouldn't have to be doing this.
Oh, right. No. Shit, what the fuck?
No, because then our annoying waitress would have been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
She was the worst. I hate a sassy, like, I'm a sassy waitress.
Sassy.
And she calls you hun.
It's like, oh, you're going to float away with all these Diet Cokes.
She was like, you know.
If she was young and hot, all would be forgiven.
But no, it wouldn't be. Because
it'd be annoying still.
The problem is that's a woman. These are usually diner waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually between 45 and 55. They were attractive in high school, and 30 years have gone by, and they've never changed their attitude.
No,
they still call you hun and sugar, and they want to be sassy, and they want to be playful with you in a way that's kind of mean.
I like the diner waitresses with the pencil in the ear, or the pen in the ear, and the apron. I like the diner waitresses. They remind me of Longface's mom, who kind of reminds me of Flo from Progressive Insurance.
Okay, and, this is getting weird.
No, but...
Where does Kevin Bacon
They're
come
not
in?
Try to be jokey. They just call you hun. That's it. You've never been to trucker diners, apparently.
I have. If she's being serious, you know, she's like, you guys are here for food... This lady wanted to play all kinds of games. She made several comments about Osborne's Diet Coke. Sorry,
The beginning of the...
And you can do that shit at a diner, like you talked about, but at a restaurant where you're paying $15 for a fucking hamburger, you don't get to act like a cunt.
I paid six extra dollars to add a burger patty to my salad.
That was weird. I liked it.
Well, I didn't pay it.
When she first walked up and there was a table next to us, some lady was sneezing.
God
she,
damn it.
Want to reenact it, Brett?
No, but finish.
Okay,
let people know what it was.
Lady sneezes. She was like, "Oh, bless you." She sneezes again. "Oh, bless you." She sneezes again. "Oh, bless you."
She stops taking our orders to say "bless you"
like six times in a row, and it's like, "Okay, we get it."
Yeah, we're trying to get a drink order.
The power of Christ is in the bitch. We're good.
Right. Now, this was very frustrating and a very bad first impression for me. Because first of all, saying God bless you when people sneeze is retarded.
Yeah, but I don't like saying anything else.
Fuck you. Have a shitty time.
Don't say anything.
May the force be with you.
Oh, I like that.
Seinfeld had the best at this. Seinfeld was, God bless you is antiquated. It's old. It's outdated. What if they're not religious? You say something complimentary that makes sense in today's world.
You're so good looking.
You are so good looking.
But now that's antiquated because Seinfeld did it in 1993. So may the force be with you. No one ever said it.
Yeah.
And now what I'm going to do when a stranger sneezes.
Not a Nazi.
I'm going to go up to them and I'm going to whisper because now Star Wars is kind of outdated.
All right.
What's the hottest new show now?
Fuck you. I'm going to say
Thrones.
Live long and prosper.
I'm going to say the night is dark and filled with terrors and then run away. Kind of giggling. Kind of like mischievously giggling.
Or the new line that they keep saying. Good luck in the wars to come.
Good luck in the wars to come.
I like that.
That's kind of like saying God bless you.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that.
Great good fortune. Yes. I wish you good fortune in the wars to come.
Oh.
I like saying something much more sinister. Just darkness and misfortune are all that awaits you.
They kind of know.
But you got to put your hand on their shoulder when you say it.
Oh, yeah.
I look right into their eyes and say it quietly.
I could have swear you were going to give a Hitler salute.
We're going to have to get to, what was it?
I love Nazis.
Hitler.
We're gonna have to get to him. I've got problems.
He's already dead.
No, but
it sure might be tough.
Lots of shit annoyed me this week.
Yeah.
And I think I need a break from social media because people are dumb.
Oh,
yes.
Well, we'll get into that.
Okay.
And this kind of leads us that way. So the reason I brought up dinner last night is because you guys or Osborne, you didn't like the term
virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling. Explain what virtue signaling is if anybody out there doesn't use the internet like me.
That's when you have to like announce in a really obnoxious way something that's like really obvious that we all agree on.
Give me
that's
an example.
Politically correct.
Yes. Like
my example of doing this that
I wanted to do was to find a black man with a large penis and take a picture
I like your hand motion in
my mouth and then using that as my profile picture on Facebook. So not only am I not anti-gay, I'm also not a racist.
Yes.
Right? That's virtue signaling.
Okay.
Now there's milder versions.
Yeah. Like, so it's proclaiming your liberality.
Not necessarily. We're libertarian, and I mean, I agree with like a lot of those social issues. Like, I don't care if gay people get married, and I think you know people can be.
You
trans.
Don't?
I don't.
Yell it! Get out!
And I don't really care about like the lifestyles, you know, like those kind of identity issues. I don't care. I only care about them when they become political and they get exploited,
right?
Yeah. Because all of these people, like
the
trans people, black people. Gay people, they just become the fucking sock puppets of left-wing politicians and media people who don't give a fuck about them and just want to exploit them. So virtue signaling is usually something that is done by a man, right? So the king of virtue signaling is Macklemore, who is a white rapper who makes songs like, he has a song called One Love, if you want to pull that up, Puke.
Probably.
And he's probably doing some really gay interest like, yo, this is Macklemore. And I think it's cool when dudes get married and shit, even though I'm straight. I thought I was gay once, but shit, I ain't. I'm white. Why am I talking this way? This doesn't sound like how a white person talk. Hello?
Sorry. At a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math.
Doesn't sound white.
I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant.
Skip ahead.
Listen. This is what you have to hear.
Have the characteristics.
Go back to the beginning. That's what you have to hear. When he does his little, yo, this is my enlightened shit.
This is called the beginning, Andrew.
I know, but he's talking.
I thought I was gay because I could draw. My uncle was and I kept my room straight.
He thought he was gay because he could draw and he kept his room straight.
This is what people thought of Jerry Seinfeld.
That's what my dad did.
Okay, but so he's saying, yo,
thin,
people are so stereotypes and shit, but I ain't into that. Now, when do you think he made this? Because this would be really fucking edgy if it was like 2003, right?
2012.
I'm a rapper.
Last week.
I'm daring to rap. So like what I wanted to post on Facebook last week, and I didn't. I showed it to like a group I was in. Just let me finish this part. I wrote out this post when I was so fucking pissed about Charlottesville.
It was real short. It was like, fuck you, Ed!
No. I wrote, look, I just want to say, I really admire everyone's bravery. Where did you all muster the courage to condemn white supremacy and Donald Trump? You're such an inspiration. But then I didn't post it, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just total being shitty, right? But people are being, it's just like, do we really need to be like saying this?
You know? No, that's the thing. But well, you know what? Listening to this song a little bit, and then looking, what year it was from, 2012?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, but he's not brave.
This is the pop star Never Stop, Never Stopping song.
Pretty much.
That's what he was making fun of. It had to have been this song.
It is.
I didn't know that. I never heard of a Macklemore.
Macklemore sucks.
Obviously.
Macklemore's like, yo, I was straight, but I did these things that are stereotypically gay, so people thought I might have been. Fuck you, faggot. I hate this guy. And see, this trivializes like the real struggles that people have. Black people, gay people, because he's just using it.
Yeah, he's going,
like,
I'm on your side.
Oh my God, Macklemore, you're so brave.
I'm on the good side of this argument.
Right.
Because of my raps.
So people virtue signal on Facebook to collect likes.
Yeah.
I condemn
white nationalism. What a hero, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're really putting yourself out there.
I stand up against hate. I stand up against fascism, right? Really fucking edgy if it's like 1934, right? To stand up against fascism, but
because you're criticizing them for this, you are obviously pro-white nationalism and fascism.
Oh, you could only be one or the other.
Yep.
Right?
That's how I feel. There's never any in-between.
I love Nazis.
Yeah, there couldn't be any in-between.
No. Not in my world.
So
it's not an in-between, though.
No, it's above. Not. You know
there's
what?
No in-between.
It's just not one or the other or not.
Yeah, you're just like, no, I'm not defending Nazis. And no, I'm not a cunt like you.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Why don't we like the term virtue signaling? Why do we want to not use it?
Yeah,
overused.
By who? Okay.
It's cliche.
By everyone.
A lot of the people who call out virtue signaling are typically people that we would probably want to put a little distance between ourselves and them, like alt-right.
Okay.
Conservatives.
Like real conservative people have started using it.
We're trying to shit on the left without aligning ourselves with the extreme right.
No, not necessarily shitting on the left.
Okay. Well, we're just trying not to align ourselves with the...
Rulers.
No.
What? I don't like aligning myself with a ruler. I try to make straight lines freehand. It gives you practice.
We're just trying not to align ourselves with the racists and the sexists.
Can I just say something? When you listen back to one of these shows, Puke says so many things that are fucking hilarious that no one even hears.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. One of my favorites is...
I love Nazis.
It's like one of my favorite things is to listen back and to hear... while I sat right here to hear all the things I didn't hear him say during the show. He just said... I said in one of the recent shows, I was like, yeah, there's more than meets the eye, right? And then like 30 seconds later, he plays the Transformers drop and he goes, more than meets the eye.
That's just a failure on his part.
Right.
No. It was fucking hilarious. Anyway, I'm glad we caught that one.
So we want to get away from aligning ourselves with other people. So we don't want to use the term virtue signaling because it's used by people that we don't necessarily agree with.
And it's cliche.
And people will see us as those people if we use that term.
Well, like after the Charlottesville thing, I learned so many new terms like false equivalency and sympathizer. And virtue signaling, and there's just all these buzzwords that people are chucking out there that, like, I think they just use their, like, maybe you hear it on the media, and then you're on Facebook, and you see something you disagree with, and you're like, I'm going to spew out this new word. Like,
and the term Dodge...
False equivalency.
Dodge Challenger has an entire new meaning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I know. I feel like Dodge must have... fucking shit themselves in the marketing department when they saw that.
Yeah, they were also launching something that day called like the Roadkill Challenge. Like they had some just bad timing. But anyway, we needed to put Charlottesville on the agenda too. Because there's some fuckery.
They already have a PR problem with those types of cars. I mean, the only buyers of those cars are exclusively racist.
Yeah, well, when I first heard the story, there was speculation that the driver was a anti-fa. Somebody who had accidentally...
That didn't make any sense to me. As soon as I heard it was a Dodge Challenger...
That's my point, you idiot.
There's no fucking way it's a lefty. There's no way you have any fucking college kid who's all for equality and you know, all this gay fuckery.
The environment?
You realize that was the story I was going to tell?
I'm just helping. I'm adding on.
Virtue signaling is for the right what calling people racist is for the left, right?
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
So...
Hmm.
What did we decide to do?
What can we? I thought maybe dick wagging.
We decided to replace the term.
I believe
Brett was the one who came up with it, yes?
Yeah, I did. We're going to call it...
Wait. So no more virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling is dead.
We can't use virtue.
I want people
to... We can't use signaling.
This is like Nick's shame a sharer. Like, use the hashtag and call it out when you see it. Fruit bowling.
Fruit bowling.
Now,
okay.
Why fruit bowling?
Yeah, so what is fruit?
Are you bowling?
Like a bowl
Are you
of
do
fruit,
you take
dude.
Do you take apples to the bowling alley?
Is there so much virtue that you have to put it in your bowl of fruit?
Not at all.
Okay.
One thing that people don't know, it's also called the fruit basket. I think it's regional, whether it's fruit bowl or fruit basket.
Okay.
This is a fruit bowl is an action. where a man...
And you didn't invent this.
No,
this
I didn't invent this.
This is already a thing. This exists.
I'm very proud
people
to have
know.
Not
people in the know
this.
Know.
Yeah, yeah. A fruit bowl is where a man puts his legs together, very close together, but
not,
very tightly.
Hang on. First, he does an action first before he puts the legs together.
Then he jams his dick and balls back behind so it comes out under his butt.
Well, you could do it in the reverse order, too.
And then he turns around and wiggles his butt and goes, fruit bowl, fruit bowl. Right?
Yes.
Where you see, like, two buns that could be your cantaloupes, mm-hmm. and then two little balls that could be plums,
yep.
and a dick that could be a small banana, unless he gets a boner. Then
yeah.
it could be, like, probably a decent-sized banana, depending on his dick
so
number.
So, what is this telling the world?
Well, the center, you're exposing yourself. You're like, look at how virtuous
well,
I am.
It's like wagging your dick around, like bragging, you know, waving your dick around. However,
yeah. yes!
You're putting yourself in a very vulnerable position. Not only are you exposing your butthole
right.
yes.
to the world.
But also your sensitive little balls.
But you've positioned your
right
dick,
underneath it.
You positioned your dick and balls, your dick balls, mm-hmm. in a way that is not threatening.
Yeah. And you can't see the threats coming because they're behind
you. Can't
you.
See whose boot is about to kick them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't do any damage with it. You're not gonna rape somebody running backwards towards them with your fruit bowl sticking out behind you.
Right.
Pay to see that.
You've also tucked your dick away, which is what kind of what virtue signaling is,
mm-hmm.
right? It's self.
You're metaphorically going through a sex change.
Mangled hot dogs.
I'm like so secure with my masculinity that I'll tuck my dick in between my legs. And walk around looking like somebody's mom while saying really politically correct things. It's just like, that's the kind of guy I'm really like comfortable with myself.
Does the bush come into play at all?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, you'd have a nice mom
senior
bush.
Senior or junior?
Okay, what if you didn't? What if you got rid of all of it?
That's a little creepy. Shame.
We learned all about it last week.
Oh, yeah. Listen to last week's show.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
What are the ladies supposed to do for the fruit bowl?
I don't think girls really do this.
Yeah, they don't have to.
They don't have penises, so I'm going to guess no.
This doesn't bother me because, like, I honestly...
Well, they're already virtuous by the fact that they're women, right? So they can't be wrong.
Partly, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I expect women to just naturally have more kind of left-leaning views.
It seems to be the case.
It just is... It, for whatever reason, I don't want to attach like some kind of biological determinist argument to it, but it just seems like...
Let's call Google and find out what
women,
they think.
But women are also sort of more averse to talking about a lot of these things. So like where men will get together and argue about this stuff, just from my experience, women don't tend to enjoy that as much.
Well, men can play off one another and get animated and angrier about it. But I feel like women are either completely silent or... They're shouting and making insane faces when you get still photographs.
And then gouging out your eyes. With
yeah,
their fingers.
Like they're going like full on destroy everything.
Really?
And they go from 0 to 100 with nothing in between.
What happened in my family, there'd be like a big gathering, like 14, 15 people at a table. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, less women than men. But my dad, my uncle, me, my brothers, we'd all start kind of arguing.
You'd all
about
start
shit.
Fruit bowling.
Yeah. Well, no, we don't fruit bowl.
Oh, okay.
I don't fruit bowl. Just my dick sure. is out in the front.
You used to be a lefty.
Oh, I did. But that was before fruit bowling was even a thing.
Oh, okay.
Fruit bowling was just invented today.
Right, exactly. So
last night.
Yeah, it was 24 hours ago. Yeah.
I probably did a lot of this. And I probably did a lot of this as a libertarian because remember, this used to be kind of a thing that we.
I did a lot too.
We would do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I used to be like, oh, yeah, unity. I live in a world of a bunch of racists. There's no black people around here.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I have a friend who's black.
Yeah, okay. I have a black friend. That's kind of virtue.
The best example of this is a few years ago, I was back in Pittsburgh visiting, staying with a friend, and he was younger than me, and he was like a BMX biker guy, and he had a bunch of BMX biker friends. They were all idiots and just stoned all the time. But he had a party one night. And his neighbor, this older guy who was libertarian, he was French-Canadian.
Oh.
And he was hanging out. And I'm talking with him. He's a nice enough guy. And we're chatting it up. And my friend Nate, who I was staying with, his friend Jimmy, heard the word Canadian. I think because I was talking to the Canadian. And like heard the word Canada.
Yeah.
In passing. And he's like, I fucking hate Canadians. Canadians are the worst. Canadians are so stupid. And then at one point... Someone goes, Jimmy, that dude's Canadian. And immediately he changes his tune and he goes, oh, I mean, like, not those Canadians. Like, I like Canadians. Some of my favorite people are Canadians. My best friend's Canadian. My mom's Canadian. Like, he just goes way overboard.
We're in Canada right now.
It was the most hilarious thing to watch ever.
Yeah, that's pretty
in a social
stupid.
Situation.
That's really,
but that's a real fruit
he
bowl.
He essentially went from being very, not racist, but ethnocist. What's the word?
Societal
xenophobic. Can you be xenophobic towards Canadians?
Canadist.
Kind of. It's well, only if it's prejudice. You're prejudging.
If they're the Inuit, then fuck them.
He immediately started fruit bowling to the highest degree possible.
Tucked his dick.
Yeah.
And his balls.
Yes. He tucked
turned
his metaphorical
around
dick
and wiggled
balls.
A little bit.
Yep.
Said you can fuck my butt or you can kick
as long
my balls.
As you're Canadian, it's you can you. You can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Pretty gay. So that's fruit bowling. And we have to start this because I think it's a really perfect kind of metaphor for what it is.
Now, you have to wait until the show gets published.
And I think it lends itself.
People are going to, it's going to take off.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag, like wildfire.
Hashtag
fruit
bowling.
You need to be able to take credit for it.
Well, fruit bowling, I think we also established that it is one word.
Yes, with a capital B.
Okay. Camel case, fruit bowling, capital F, capital B.
Correct.
You heard it here first, folks. Get your Twitters.
I feel like it lends itself well to people drawing comics and
hashtag
creating memes.
Ooh, memes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I looked it up because I figured there had to be like stick figure drawings of dudes fruit bowling. There's nothing. You do Google image search of fruit bowl. They're just showing you bowls of fruit.
Yeah. I feel like we need a couple good pictures like good guy Greg.
Yeah, I'm teaching my daughter Photoshop right now, so maybe she can put together some things for me.
We just need a couple of models. So Puke, do a fruit bowl for us. We'll get a photo. We'll send it to Osborne's daughter.
I'm the photographer.
Yeah, but, well.
Yeah.
Oh, does somebody have to volunteer as like
the model? He's the whitest.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes the most sense for him to do it.
And of German ethnic descent.
Yes.
So therefore,
he has the most to apologize
for. I have the
for.
Most love of
I Nazis. Love Nazis.
Yeah. You have the most fruit bowling to do.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You have a lot to catch
you,
up.
You owe an apology.
My father sent me a Prussian flag there a few months
Look
ago.
At that.
So it's hanging up in my... I mean, that automatically means that I was responsible for at least 1 million Jew deaths.
You should probably go stand at the traffic circle near my house and just fruit bowl the oncoming traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, definitely with a sign.
When the news shows up. Yeah, you gotta let people know because it's a new thing.
Sign just says, hashtag fruit bowl.
No, fruit bowling.
We could
Idiot.
Make up signs.
You already fucked it up.
That's what I said.
I'm hashtag fruit bowling because, and then you list your social crime.
Yes. A bunch more signs and all your social sins.
Yes, all your sins.
Ah, yeah.
So, I feel like one of us needs to camp, or we can take turns.
Okay.
Camping out on Milo's Facebook feed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every time he posts something, immediately make sure and be the first comment fruit bowling meme.
Oh,
meme.
And once he takes off with it, then it'll be everywhere.
We got to get Milo to do it.
Let's just get Dale to get on
No, because then Milo's such a shit. Then he'll take credit for it. He's like,
oh, right.
That's why the show has to be out first. You can
good
have it out
point.
There.
Like, it doesn't matter.
We did it first.
No.
Milo's so, too powerful.
Should that be the name of this episode?
We post the show, right? And then a day later, we start doing this, and Milo tries to take credit.
He will.
And every time that he says that he created it, we just screenshot.
Screenshot for
we prove that this was a day earlier.
He's too powerful.
No, we can outpower
and
him.
They'll be like, Milo, did these other four guys say they invented fruit bowling? And he'll be like, darling,
how many dicks does Milo have?
What?
How many dicks does Milo have?
Milo has one dick.
One dick. And obviously, if we've learned anything from these SJWs, dicks give you the power, right?
Okay.
White dicks give you power.
We've got four, right?
We have four white dicks, as far as I understand.
Well, does Tom count? He's in the room.
We can recruit him,
four and a half white dicks.
Yeah. He has to apologize for his Corvette belt buckle. That's racist.
Yeah.
American Muscle is...
And it's Corvette,
obviously.
Period.
Now, what does this afford us? Because I really feel like this is only a path to getting arrested.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Like, here in this room, we feel pretty powerful with these white dicks, but if we take them out of the room and really start trying to wave them around, I have a feeling we'll eventually be sex offenders.
We don't have to wave them around to exercise their power.
What do we do with them?
Well, I'm just saying that white dicks just automatically give you power, according to the left.
Okay.
If you're white with a dick, you have all the power, all the just the benefits the world has to offer.
Historically, the sure.
privilege.
Yeah, privilege.
Yeah.
So Milo has one quarter of the privilege of us. We can outpower him.
No. You're not doing white dick leverage. See, it's not just having a white dick, because some like hobo, you know, getting off a boxcar has a white dick.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, how has he leveraged his white dick? Milo has leveraged it. And you know what Milo did?
So it is how you use it.
Yeah. It's how you use it. That's you know.
So what did Milo do?
He sucked a bunch of black dicks.
Yeah, and fucked a bunch of dudes.
He got the power of their dicks.
Fruit bowling.
Is that what happens with the gays?
What?
It's cheese.
Yeah, it's like cannibalism.
You absorb their power?
Yeah.
Like Sang Chung in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, Dale was laughing at us because we talk about dick number. They talk about dick power, right? By sucking or fucking a dick, you absorb that power into your dick power rating. So they have dick power numbers. Nobody knows this.
You suck
this
dick.
Is the fucking stupidest conversation we've ever had on the show.
Is it really?
No. Why? We invented fruit bowling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it's just a question Correct. Of how do we do it? I don't want Milo involved. Milo's a liability.
Oh, no? Okay.
Sorry, Osborne.
Wait, why are you sorry to Osborne?
Because didn't he bring up Milo?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, he said camp out on Milo's
someone else. We need a powerful dick
We
to
need
help
Ben
us.
Shapiro.
Oh.
He's too
nerdy?
Proper.
But he says balls.
Does he say balls?
Yeah, he'll say balls. He'll say shit.
Maybe he can have a marble salad with fruit balls.
Okay, yeah.
He's a Orthodox Jew, so we get Andrew in from the door.
So what we need is Brett to get a legit interview on Ben Shapiro's show.
Oh, my God. Or get him on my show. Right. I would love
and
to.
Bring up talk. And then, dick number, plume, and fruit bowling.
And after you do all your serious
nothing else
shit, then you bring up fruit bowling.
See, I think this would be great for Rogan.
Mm. Oh, that's good, too.
I'm going to talk to Thaddeus Russell about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's that?
Stop.
The guy who cries.
And I'm going to... Yeah, he cries in every episode now.
Is he fruit bowling?
No.
Okay.
He's kind of a fruit...
He walks that line. I would say he does not fruit bowl.
What he'll do is he'll fruit bowl, and he'll be like, look, I'm just somebody's mom from the front. And you'll get up and go, wait a minute. You'll get up close and go... Are you? And then he'll open his legs and go, psych! And thrust, and his dick will swing out. He does that all the time. He does that all the time. Mm. Isn't that a good description of basically what he does?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because he'll be like, because he and I are talking the other day, right? And, you know, he's very much like a kind of a lefty in a lot of ways. But then he'll go, this fucking Charlottesville thing, man, I don't see what Trump said that was wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so he's just like, dude, you're fucking... I like him because he's just like, you never know.
He's an enigma.
You never know. Right. You never know. Like, I've started to like recognize patterns about him, but he's full of surprises. He fucks with your mind. It's fun.
He's like Jim Carrey.
He does not place any value on being part of the team.
No, he doesn't want to be part of a team.
He just has his own things that he thinks.
I don't like teams.
So we're at the event that I did at the beginning of the month, and in one of the sessions, he's like, Hitler didn't want to kill the Jews. At first, he's like, no one can say this.
He was going to send him to a tropical island.
Oh, they thought Madagascar. No, there was something that they, this is kind of like an overblown, like Holocaust apologist kind of story, but there was something called the Havara Agreement, where the Nazis made a pact or like an arrangement with Zionist Jews in Palestine to move like, I think it was 50 or 60,000 Jews in like the early 1930s to have them, like they wanted to expatriate from Germany where they weren't treated well, where Jews hadn't been treated well in 150 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like made into this thing like... It's made out to be more than it really is, and Hitler didn't probably really participate in it or approve of it, but it was more of a diplomatic thing that Germany tried to do with Palestine. So Thaddeus Russell didn't say exactly what I said. He said I was doing that more for comic effect, but he basically said that when the U.S. entered the war, it made the... And I researched this because I think it's really tragic. I think it's really sad that... the Holocaust was made inevitable by
the U.S. intervention. Allied intervention.
But just what, like World War II was made inevitable by World War I.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. And the U.S. intervention in World War I made World War II inevitable because they just would have fought to, what's it called?
Obliteration.
Status quo antebellum. Same situation as before the war.
Ah.
That's what it's called. And they just would have had to make a truce. But they got a lopsided victory for the Allies in World War I, and then they were able to punish Germany. And it's like, it's hard to like talk about this. Like, it's just cause and effect, right? But people will say you're being sympathetic. Somebody in the secret Facebook group that we're in, somebody suggested that I was being a Nazi sympathizer. I was being overly sympathetic.
Well, now
I'm just talking about cause and effect.
Yeah, I
well,
agree.
You're not allowed to speculate about history,
but you're not doing honestly any fruit bowling in the process, so you're not getting those brownie points.
I got
those fruity points.
You
got to throw points. Some fruit bowling in, and then you'll be all right talking about it. But I think at this point, we need to go to break and have ourselves a good cry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll come back a little more happy in the second half.
Hopefully.
Yep. So get that hashtag ready, everybody, because we're going to spring into action with this next week. When you see them fruit bowlers, you tell them they're fruit bowling. So it's like, when are you going to realize that neither approach works and you have to try something different?
Yeah, because I know that I don't think that any approach would have worked with me. Like, I didn't have any brothers or sisters to be examples for me. I had my lame-ass cousins to be examples of the good kids, and I didn't want to be anything like them. They were lame.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had me.
You're lame.
And I wouldn't listen no matter what approach anybody took.
How about you with your older brother, Puke?
Huh?
Your brother's older.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Was he considered to be like the good boy?
Oh yeah, for sure. He's the norm.
But when you were young, when you were like a little kid.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that shit. Honestly, I don't know.
Yeah,
because I. Well,
good
I
talk, Russ.
Yeah. I'm tired. Yeah, I have no idea what the question really was.
Well, that's all right. I was.
Well, ask it again.
Were your parents like, be like your brother?
Oh, I don't remember if they're probably, maybe.
She's a good girl. Loves Obama, loves homos, hates America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Bernie, loves gays in the armed forces, her lady boyfriend too. It's a long day, posting on social media, out on the freeway, blocking all the cars. And I'm a bad boy, identifying as Mister. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I think she's a tard. Now I'm fruit. Fruit bowling. Yeah, I'm fruit. My gentles are poking out behind me. You can fuck me or kick me in the balls. And all the fascists are everyone disagreeing with me. And all the people won't tuck in their parts. Now I'm fruit. I'm fruit bowl. Yeah, I'm fruit. Fruit bowling.
Hello. Welcome back to Puke and the Gang. I am Osborne.
I'm Brett.
And this is the second... Hello.
I see what's happening here. I am Newman. I am the master of mankind. The Lord of Gaia. Gaia Lord. Yes.
So, Newman.
Don't look now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
recently.
Yes.
Last week, actually, with your beloved Nicholas.
Yes.
I went to court.
Court.
I was accompanied by Nicholas.
Yes.
Was he your representation?
No, he was in the past, but
character
not this time.
Witness?
He just whispered advice into my ear.
Oh, Lord.
Throughout the event. So this was a trial for my speeding ticket, which I'd already gone to the... It doesn't matter if it's too quiet to hear, Puke. It doesn't... He just looks at me with the dorkiest fucking face on his face.
Anyway. It's just my face.
So, I already went to the arraignment, I guess, or the where they just go, are you sure you want to plead not guilty? And I go, yeah, what can you offer me? And then they offer me shit, and I go, yeah, not guilty. And they go, all right, well, you're going to be fucked. And I go, yeah, I know. So, now it's months later, and I go to court, and Nick comes with me. He takes a day off work. He comes out here to a half day, I don't know. But we go out there, and... I have no plan.
It's not illegal to be covered in tacos.
Because.
Yeah, well, how do you. What would you plan for?
Right, exactly. I was speeding. I got pulled over for speeding. I'm lucky I didn't get a ticket for 2 feet of snow on my truck.
Like, what? Wow, was that long ago?
So here's what happened. Yeah, it was a snowstorm. I pulled out of my road, made a left onto the main road. And what I do, if it's early in the morning, like it was, I just go, oh, it snowed 2 feet last night. I'm just going to go 80. And all the snow comes off.
Yeah.
My truck's too tall. I can't reach the top of it. So I go, and I'm looking through like, an 8-inch diameter hole in my windshield.
What a dick.
And snow's flying off, and I get going 80-something, and then there's a car coming, and a car passes by, and it was a cop, and he pulls me over. Luckily, I slowed down enough. I slowed down to 70 and a 50 by the time he pulled me over. Or right on me.
And he's like, oh, I just wanted to check to make sure somebody with Down syndrome didn't take their kids, their parents' car.
But he didn't even mention the snow on the car. Like, there was still plenty of snow.
Was it the speeding?
Yeah, it was the speeding.
Why don't you just figure out how tall your truck is, set your garage to that height,
yeah.
And then just give it your truck like a buzz cut.
Is that a park in the garage of the truck?
No.
But also, yeah, you're right. Wouldn't be fucking snow on
you
it.
Back into the garage.
Yeah, to clear off the snow.
Right.
You have to set the height just right.
Yeah.
And account for any antennae.
But if there were room to get into the garage, why wouldn't he have just been parked there to begin with?
Exactly.
Yes, why?
There were three other cars in the garage at that point.
So you had a lot more cars that back in the day.
All of your cars and white privilege.
Yeah.
white Jewish
privilege. I was not fruit bowling that day. So, anyway, the fucker gives me a ticket, and it's my like local town cop. This town is a traffic circle and nothing more. There's like a town office, a karate studio, a dollar store, and a traffic circle. But there's like 12 cops. And these fuckers give me a ticket. So, anyway, I go to court.
Yeah.
And the shiny, bald, fat cop man is there.
Shiny balls?
And this time, there's a woman with him.
Ooh, a lady.
So, we all walk into the courtroom. There's a bunch of people. And me and Nick. And we all sit down.
So
and then...
He brought a sexy lady and you brought Nick?
Not a sexy lady, just an old lady.
Okay.
So, the old lady walks up and she goes... Andrew, and I go, oh, that's me. And she goes, yeah, come back here for a minute. And Nick's like, do you want me to come? And I go, no, it's weird.
Exceptionally high.
You're weird. so I go in this little conference room. There's my shiny, bald, fat cop in there. She's in there. Another man wearing a suit is in there. And another cop is in there. Whoa. And I go, well, this is uncomfortable. And they close the door
you
behind
said that
me.
Out loud?
No.
Oh.
That's how I felt. My shoe was untied, so I tied my shoe first. Like I sat down, put my leg up on my other leg, and I tied my shoe. And then,
funny if you did like an inner monologue out loud for all of this. Oh, this is uncomfortable. There's a lot
of
cops in here.
Person.
Oh, my shoe is untied. Better tie it. I think I'll do the move where I sit cross-legged and
Diet. Everyone's looking at me now.
And then I stretch and I rest my hands behind my head like I'm getting a blowjob.
I raped at least four small children.
So, the woman.
I bet you're wondering why I've called you all here today.
I should have said that. That would have been fantastic. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, are they going to offer me a deal? Like, that's something that's going to happen. But it's past that time because I've already been to the arraignment. Mm. Now this is the trial. Mm. So they hand me a piece of paper. Mm. And I go, okay, what's this? And I look at it. It's the calibration records for the radar detector.
Because they assume that that's what you're going to bring up.
They assume that I'm gonna contest it, right?
Yeah.
So and cop all the cop departments, they have it all down. They bring all that shit to every speeding ticket trial. There's no way you can ever beat them trying to question the validity of their radar.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I also learned that the radar gun, when the cop is sitting like in the median of the highway, pointing the gun at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But when you pass by them. There's a rear radar. There's a rear-facing radar.
That's why your radar detector is still going
butt
off.
Radar.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like the fruit bowl of radar.
Yeah, it's ASDAR.
ASDAR.
They hand me this sheet, and there's a bunch of numbers on there and hertz and things like that, and I just go, this is a bunch of fucking gibberish.
Did you just like wipe your ass with it?
I should have. And they're like, so this is, they tell me what it is, and I go, is this for me to keep? And they go, yeah. And I go, okay.
Ooh, thanks.
And they go, well, that's all. I go, all right. So I walk back out. And she goes, oh, by the way, you still plan to take us to trial? And I go, or she said, you still want to go to trial with this? And I just think, I just said, I guess. Like, I didn't say yes. I didn't say no, though. I should have said no. You guys want to.
Mm.
But I just said, I guess. So I go back out and I sit down next to Nick. And then there's a bunch of people just pleading guilty to DUIs and getting their sentencing to community service and drug and alcohol treatment counseling and paying a fine. And that's all that's happening. But the woman tells me it's going to be a while because the trials are at the end of everything else. And I go, that's awesome. Even though I had a very specific time at 12:45 to be there. So Nick and I are sitting there for a good hour or so.
Nick sounds like a good friend.
Yeah, he was fine. And, you know, we're discussing things I can do. He's like, yeah, you can object. He said you can file a motion to continue based on evidence just being submitted to you, you know, like the day of trial. And I go, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know. And he's like, you can object to this. You can object to that. But it's none of it's going to work. And I go, yeah, I don't know. It feels weird. Then there was somebody who was at the local jail that they brought a television in for. And they were going to arraign them over the TV.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah. So after most of the people cycle through and do their thing.
So you're like, I could have stayed home in my underwear and done this over Skype?
Yeah. So Nick and I are sitting there, and there's only a few people left. And Nick's whispering advice into my ear, and I'm thinking, does he realize the prosecutor lady is right behind us, like eavesdropping? And she can hear everything he's saying.
Mm.
He didn't realize that.
Ah.
So she got wise to everything that he had told me to do.
Tits or get the fuck out.
So anyway, they bring this TV in and they conference with the local sheriff or police or whatever it was at the jail. And they're waiting for this defendant who hasn't showed up yet.
Mm. On TV?
Yes. What the people on the other end of the line don't realize is how hot the mics really are.
Oh.
So everything they're saying is being picked up and broadcast to this courtroom very loudly to the judge, to the bailiff, to the prosecutors, to the cops, to Nick and I, and a couple other people that are still in the audience. And I get to hear, Nick and I get to hear what this defendant is on trial for. They breaking and entering into a house in broad daylight, and the cops were just saying how stupid this fucking kid was, and they rolled on all his friends because the cops pretended to offer him a deal and all this stuff. And then you hear some noise in the background, like a bunch of commotion. Mm-hmm. And the one lady cop goes, oh, here
I'm
they
a cop, God damn it.
Here they come walking the Green Mile. And like they didn't know they were being heard at all.
Oh, wow.
So then the judge goes, okay, this might be a while. And she calls my name and she goes, are you okay with going now? And if this person shows up, we'll have to hold your trial and you know, go for the TV thing and then come back to you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So they call me up and Nick's like, I'm gonna go up with you. And I go, no, that's fine. So I walk up and they're reading my violation, my speeding ticket, and you know, all the official stuff. And then the prosecutor says something like, "Yep, we intend to proceed with this, you know, with the finding of guilty, da 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 da." And then before anything happens, and I go, I said, "I'd like to file a pretrial motion." And she goes, "Okay. For what?
Is that gay?"
And I go, "A motion to continue." And she goes, "Based on what?" And I go, "I was just handed," and I pull out of my back pocket this folded up piece of paper that had the radar calibrations. And I go, "I was just handed some new evidence, and I haven't had an opportunity to review it. I got it about 40 minutes ago." And the prosecutor's like, "This is pretty standard. We hand these things out every trial, the day of trial. It's very normal." And I go, "I can't make heads or tails of this. I don't know." When she, the judge goes, "Do you really think it's going to help you if you can understand this document?" And I go, "I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of it. I don't know if it's going
to
help me."
Once it started to get contentious like this, you just should have gone, "I plead insanity," and shoved your hand up your butt.
So I just said, "I don't know if it will help me or not." So I put one on my ass. Oh. So she goes,
"I'll give you a hint. It all won't." Right.
"Well, normally this is very standard, but I will grant you this continuance. However, you will have to show up on the next court date. You'll have to come back here again." And I'm thinking, yeah, you're fucking right. Jesus Christ, I should just continue with this today. I feel like I made a mistake. I don't want to come back here. I've already been here for several hours twice in the past 2 months.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. So then she goes, "But I'll grant it for you, but you have to show up. You can't miss the court date." And I go, "Yeah, okay." And then the prosecutor goes, "All right, judge. Well, because he's being such a fucking asshole."
What?
She pretty much says that.
She's paraphrasing it.
she goes, "The officer was supposed to be off today, so I'd like to levy witness fees on him as well for bringing the witness here today." So they just tacked on more penalties to me. And the judge goes, "Yeah, that's pretty standard as well. So I'm going to add those witness fees to your charges."
"How much are witness fees?"
"Like another $120
or something." "What the fuck?"
"No, it wasn't that much. I forget what it was."
"Did you object?"
"No."
"Oh."
And then I left. So I had to go back to court another month and a half.
Wow.
That was dumb. Why didn't you just pay the ticket?
Because I don't want the points. I don't want my insurance to go up. I intend on getting more cars, which means more insurance.
Well, it seems like you wouldn't have been such a dumbass then.
Yeah, have you thought about driving differently?
Andrew is okay. Right. Hold on a second.
Or like bringing an actual attorney instead of Nick?
Osborne.
Yeah?
Let's ignore your state rep plates for a minute.
Right.
So let's go back to before you were a state rep.
Yeah.
How many miles was it between your last pullover and you getting state rep plates? How many miles do you think it is between pullovers for you?
Between pullovers?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Let me think. Well, when I was in college, I got pulled over all the time, but it was just for bullshit, not actual tickets.
Okay.
They're just like hunting for drunk drivers.
Yeah, yeah. Right? No, it happens to me all
but
the time.
But as far as speeding tickets, I've had 2.
And how many miles
have I driven in all my many years?
Yeah, sure.
Jesus.
Million.
A couple hundred thousand, I guess?
A couple hundred thousand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. You're like a baby.
Maybe, I guess.
You've driven more than that.
So awesome.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, but you drew... All right.
Puke.
Huh?
How many times have you been pulled over since you got your Mazda 3 2 years ago?
Once.
Just once?
I think once.
And how many miles are on
the
car?
But I got pulled over like 4 times in the GTI.
Okay. So you had the GTI for what, a year?
Oh, no. 11 months?
Okay, a year.
10 months? Yeah. Not even a year.
Okay, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, well,
so in the past,
what's the point of this line of questioning?
Hold on. In the past 3 years, you've been pulled over 5 times, you're saying?
Yeah.
Jesus.
5 times.
2 tickets.
In 3 years. How many miles total do you think you've covered in those 3 years?
40,000.
40,000 miles, 3 years, 2 tickets, 5 pullovers. Okay? So... I've had my pickup truck for a year and a half.
But it got veteran plates. So
I put 50,000 miles on it. I've been pulled over many, many times.
Whoa.
I've gotten 1 ticket.
Oh.
50,000 miles.
So you're a sweet
1 ticket. So, no. What I'm saying is I get pulled over less than the average person per mile.
Hmm.
Or miles per pullover.
When you put it like that.
I got a better ratio. So this whole stop driving like an asshole, Andrew. Fuck you.
I didn't tell you.
Fuck
to stop
you.
Like
he did. Brett did.
Oh gosh.
Shut yourself. I didn't God know, damn it.
I was, but just. I, was
I
just
said,
kidding.
Don't stop going to court like an asshole.
Yeah. Ah, suck a dick.
I was just kidding.
If you're concerned about not getting the points.
The last couple of times I went to court.
Like, oh, I'm very concerned with not getting the points, but I'm going to just like walk into court and like swing my dick around and piss on it.
Well, no.
Front dicking. You were front dicking.
Front dicking.
The only opportunity.
There's no fruit bowl in here.
The only opportunity to not get points is at the arraignment, the pretrial conference. And I was beyond that. So I was done trying to play nice. Because the last several times I've been to court, my ticket's either been dropped at the pretrial conference or the prosecutor would say, what are you expecting to do about this? And I go, you put it on file, which means they don't have to find me not guilty, but I don't have to go to court. And as long as I behave and don't get any DUIs for the next 90 days, it goes away. However, last time I actually went to trial, I hired a family to pretend like they were my young family.
Nice.
So I live with the Garcias. And the Garcias had a small child, Michaela.
Yep.
And they just had a new baby, number two.
Yeah.
So I had to go to court. Michael was at work. So I said, Kayla, you and the kids come with me today. And we drove to Peterborough, or Jaffrey. We went to court. And I brought the kids and Kayla in with me. So it looked like I was this young, struggling father with a young family. And I was just there. And I just argued poor. Basically, and I was found guilty and I went to jail.
Oh,
congrats.
So it didn't work out.
What'd you go to jail for? Who'd you kill?
I wouldn't pay the ticket.
Oh,
I'm a shit. So I went to jail instead.
Nice.
Third time.
He was fruit bowling.
That's activism. You're super
yeah, libertarian. Yeah. So yeah. Supervist.
Joining the ranks of Chris Cantwell.
Does he go to jail for not paying tickets?
I don't know what he goes
I don't think he drives.
And
he does. Like, he drives everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed. I just assumed that he was one of these people who didn't drive.
No, he gets in his car and like drives to Kentucky.
Oh, I thought he lived in like New York City and they don't have cars.
He lives in Keene.
Oh, what? I don't fucking know. This is how much I know. I don't know he lives in Keene.
Wow.
I thought he visited Keene.
Well, not anymore. Now he lives in Charlottesville, North Carolina.
Yes, in the prison. Right?
As a political prisoner of the fucking university.
Ooh.
I get it. Well, we don't need to get into that on this show.
I love Nazis.
But yeah, that's my court stuff. So I have to go back on October 16th. Nick's taking a day off work to come with me. And I'm going to be found guilty. And I'll have wasted three fucking days in court.
Yeah. Well, that was like after I wasted 2 days in court that I decided to just pay that shit.
Well, I don't want to do victim blaming, Andrew. I think that, you know, you're a good driver. And sorry I said that, even though I wish you drove differently sometimes. I don't know.
How so?
Just like more slow.
You rode
Fuck
with me
you.
Today.
Have a shitty time.
What did I do wrong?
I didn't drive with you today.
You rode with me today. Yes, we drove the whole way to
Vermont. You were driving. You were driving the whole way to Vermont. You did fine. I thought it was fine. There's been a couple of times where I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
That were in your little BRZ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in my car, I'm not as scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I find your car to be way more terrifying.
Well, if you crash in my car,
uh-huh,
and I'm right there in the passenger seat, I can always, I could kind of push you out of the way, assuming I live. Right.
Okay.
And push you out of the way and get in the driver's seat so the insurance will cover
it. Oh, okay. I thought you were worried about, like, being hurt.
Oh, I'm also worried about being killed. Yeah.
So, here's the thing. I feel like your car is much more dangerous.
Why?
Because you're driving along, you're doing, like, 87 on the highway, and you're going around a bend, and you, like, hit an expansion joint on a bridge, right?
Yeah.
And in a sports car, it's like, thunk-thunk. I'm a sports car. I handle things. But then in your car, that's this big old man sedan.
Oh.
It hits it, and it's like, I'm going to feel the effects of this for the next 48 seconds.
I like that. I like
and
that
the car
little
is very upset for a long time, and it's just like, this is very unstable. This is very dangerous.
I like that dance you just did.
But my car's
undulating dance. Yes.
My car's not supposed to be like that. It's just supposed to absorb the bump.
No, it's not. Believe me, your car feels the effects of a bump for a long time afterwards.
All right.
And if the front left tire does something, the whole car feels it. Softly. But it does.
Okay.
And it's very dangerous.
Well,
yeah. Now Brett's sad about his car.
I don't know. It's fine. I mean,
He criticized my driving.
But then I drove worse than Andrew back down here.
Oh, did you?
All right. So
I drove pretty bad. I was like asleep the whole time.
We leave, and I'm worried you guys are going to get back before me, and that would be bad because I didn't want you guys to be waiting for me. So I go, I start going south on this like little Vermont road, right?
Yeah.
And I get behind this guy going really slow, like less than the speed limit.
What? I can't imagine
And
that
I go,
happening.
Ah, fuck. Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole. Just like Andrew. Just like Andrew would behind anybody, right? And then I go, oh, I don't even know if I locked up the place. So I turn around and I go back to check the lock. And then at that point...
no wonder you were so late.
I say, I'm going to just go the quick way down 89, so maybe I can still beat him. Because if I go the way they went, I'm 20 minutes behind them.
If I would have known you were trying to beat me, I would have beaten you by another 20 minutes.
So then I shot down 89. I went like 85 the whole way.
Well, yeah, that's normal, right?
Not for me. I'd usually go like 75.
Mm.
Not any rush.
What's the speed limit? 70, 65?
65 still.
Oh. We went about 85 the whole way out to Vermont today.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So we're all winners, I guess.
Yes, we are.
What else is on the agenda?
How do they test toilet paper?
Didn't you want to talk about some online dating thing?
Oh.
We could.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right, fine. Let me pull out my phone.
But I still want to know, how do they test toilet paper?
All right, let's talk about that first.
Do they have, Charmin's got bears on their toilet paper packaging? Do they go get bears? And they, like, wait until they shit, and then they try to wipe them, and they have different consistency of toilet paper, and they're like, oh, this cleaned the shit out of the fur really good. Do they test on animals, or do they find people to volunteer, like, at the business?
You test shit on animals. What are you, a barbarian?
I don't know. It's a thought that I had. How do they know if it's good enough to...
For bears.
Yeah, do they... Well, no,
Charmin has, like, little bears. And I just think it's terrible. Like, no, don't... If people need toilet paper, they'll find it. We don't need to have bears talking about wiping.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's a euphemism for, do bears shit in the woods.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it comes from. Or somebody just has a bear shit fetish at Charmin. Like, maybe the CEO is really into the idea of bears shitting, and that gets them turned on.
I don't know. Andrew?
Bears?
No, I don't know. What are you pulling up?
I was pulling up just an online dating profile of somebody.
Okay.
Do people that work at toilet paper companies get to try out the latest design of quilted, softness? Or are they stuck? Like, if you work at a toilet paper factory, do they still have the generic toilet paper in their bathrooms? The crappy kind that
no one should
fold over six times?
Ever talk about toilet paper or work for toilet paper companies. It should just be there in the bathroom. No one should ever say,
what are you,
I need
a commie?
Toilet paper?
Shit, and just gonna, to each their own and from each their poop
need. No, it's just like, why would you need a toilet paper commercial? I don't get it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. It's not like nobody's.
Yeah, but for some reason I do like Charmin.
I'm a Charmin man myself.
Because of the bears.
It's
what? The bears are going to get. This is the thing, right? Why do people get killed by polar bears?
Because they're Inuits and that's what they deserve.
People get killed by polar bears because of Coca-Cola.
Oh, right.
Because
they try to go give a Coke.
They go, oh, look, those bears are nice.
Look, Santa Claus hung out with those guys. Right. I can too.
So they go up and they try to hand it things, and it just rips their face off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the Charmin thing headed? These bears are wiping. They're like babies who are wiping their butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think of it more like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to wipe my ass with a teddy bear? That's why I buy the Charmin.
That would
so
be
soft.
The softest.
Yeah. Osmond, what's your toilet paper situation?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you don't even know?
And that's how it should be.
When I did buy the toilet paper, I would grab whatever was on sale.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't really understand why there's so many different kinds. To me, there's like real toilet paper, and then there's the shit that you find in
industrial commercial.
And
truck stops.
At my company, I used to always buy regular toilet paper.
Oh.
And then I discovered why it is you don't buy regular toilet paper for your office. Because it just all goes away.
Yeah,
like people take it.
Yes,
of
they take
course.
It.
You
they
didn't know people. There are people that steal.
So you have
paper.
To put
That's
shitty
insane.
Toilet paper in the workplace so that it actually stays there for the wiping of asses.
Yeah, I used to take it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So
what
I worked at a pizza
fuck?
Place, didn't pay very much, and I would take everything I could. Not like okay, Yes, I would steal toilet paper, but I would never pay for food. I ate at that pizza place morning, noon, and night.
Every pizza that was delivered was missing a slice.
Yep. No, I got a lot of salads and subs.
Hmm.
But yeah, free food. I would get free toilet paper. I would get free dish soap, free sponges, free Brillo pads, free steel wool.
Free pizza pans.
See, I used to take toilet paper when I worked at a convenience store because they treated us all really bad.
See?
And I was doing it, right? And then I was like, what good is this if they don't know I'm taking it to punish them, right? It's just like I'm taking it, and it's like they could just be thinking they're running out of it.
Yeah.
So eventually what I started to do is I'd go out to the bathroom, and I'd take a roll of the toilet paper, and I'd wrap myself up with it, like a mummy. And then I'd walk back into the store going with my arms out like this, going, I'm the undead. I'm a mummy. And they'd be like, that's our toilet paper, Brett. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm trying to make a point.
What if someone had to poop?
What?
They would just try and chase you down
with their, oh my God,
with their shitty ass.
Yeah.
So at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're waiting. This is all just filler until we get to what you've got.
Butt filler.
Mm-hmm. So this is a profile. I'm going to read some excerpts from a profile of a girl who's very nice, actually. She's someone I ended up going out with a bunch of times and hanging out with, and we're friends.
Okay.
But if I judged her based solely on her profile, I would have been like, yeah, you're the most fucking generic lame person ever. So there's two kinds of people when it comes to girls on these sites. There's the one that has kids, right? And then the one that doesn't have kids is this. So blah, 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 blah. Here's what I do for work. I'm not going to say. While also pursuing my master's in public health.
Ooh, la, la.
And then the next sentence. This is every single girl who doesn't have kids and the ones who do have kids. In my free time, I love going to concerts. Really? I've been to a lot of concerts.
Yeah?
They're not chock-filled with all these single girls. Like, every single girl on these sites is constantly at a concert.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
No, she's like, I like dudes to take me to concerts.
Yes.
I was going to say, how many Taylor Swift concerts have you been to? Or what's that guy we were talking about? McMurdoch?
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
To the subject. What do you do at a concert? Do you dance?
I took this girl to a concert.
Yeah.
a couple weeks ago.
Because she liked them.
Osborne bailed on me.
Yeah.
DNK went. So I got pulled over in a Prius.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
yeah, we didn't talk about that.
No, I talked when I could, and we pointed at people and laughed and looked at all the freaky people. Because again, we were the straightest people there, and we made fun of Keith a lot. I mean, DNK.
Oh, good.
And then I drank a bunch, and then towards the end, I'm like, I feel like kind of like moving a little bit with the music, so I did a little bit.
How did you dance?
First,
yeah,
and then I started like swaying back and forth and bobbing, and then I kind of got her into it too. Yeah. And we both did that.
And then you did a rail of coke and some E,
and then I jump up in there, punching the sky.
Best guy ever.
So, am I doing
this? Pretty much, yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't get the arms involved.
He wasn't ready for sky punching.
I get the feet involved,
yeah, the feet.
I put my hands on my hips.
So what I'll do at some shows is I can skank. Like when you listen to ska, you skank and you kick your legs and you swing your arms back and forth.
That's
you bend your head down.
That's white boy dancing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, there's black guys that do that.
Yeah, see, this is why I don't go to concerts. I'm not a music fan, per se. And I've been to, one or two? Like, I've been to a couple small concerts with you, Andrew.
Okay.
And you just, mainly I sit there and I'm like, fuck me, I'm bored, and this is loud, and I can't talk to my friends.
Yeah. But usually I enjoy the bands.
Yeah, I don't... Well,
and I'm happy I get to see them live.
I'm like, I can... Yeah, it's weird. Like, I can listen to music any fucking time I want. I don't have to go anywhere to listen to music.
Osborne, so. You're older. You go to a lot of concerts. Mm.
You dance.
What's the deal?
What do you get
from
concerts?
I did. When I was younger, I would mix it up all the time.
Would you go to mosh pit?
Like in the mosh pit.
You punch children?
Yeah.
No, but what I got tired of was... being one of the tallest people around, always getting kicked in the head.
Oh, right, by the crowd surfers.
And you can't beat them down because they're always like these little girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
see,
anyway, so now I'm old and I usually just stand on the balcony and watch.
Yes, that's the way to do it. You taught me how to actually go to concerts, thanks to you. But as a kid, I'd be at the Anti-Flag show, and at some point, one of my bigger friends would like just pick me up and throw me on top of the crowd, and I'd be crowd surfing. Next thing you know, I'm on stage, and I go, I'm looking down at people. Well, now what do I do? Mm. Well, I dance around for a minute, and I yell and scream.
And then you jump.
And then I jump off into the crowd.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that was fucking awesome. And I'm crowd surfing some more. I'm like, this is cool. I wonder if I could surf back to my friends. Nope. Back on stage again. And I go, huh, well, I'm back up here again. This is cool. Jump off again. And I'm like trying to swim, you know, like to my friends. Back on stage again. And I go, God damn it. So I am trapped.
Then you just sit down.
I'm in this cycle.
Do people palm your dick?
Yeah. Are you face down or face up?
No, I go face up.
Okay, that
you jump and twist.
Face up
towards the ceiling.
Face up, balls up.
Ball not yeah. not face up fruit bowling.
Not face up fruit bowl. Not balls down.
See, I
that's
do
very
face
dangerous.
Up fruit bowl. No one's expecting
you're
that.
Get injured.
Oh. Oh
yeah, because there's just arms going up at you.
Oh yeah, and they right. smash your balls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And if somebody was crowd surfing over me, I'd just go straight for the groin.
So. Getting back to the profile.
Oh, yes.
So after the concerts, which every girl's into concerts, and again, you don't actually see them at concerts. They're not there. Let's see. Watching movies, reading, that's pretty standard. Going to the beach. Every girl is a beach girl. I'm not a beach girl. I fucking hate the beach, actually.
Yes.
The beach is
Didn't you guys enjoy the beach the other time?
It was different. I like to look at the beach.
Yeah. I didn't go down to the beach, if you remember. We were at Brett's family's house. It was on the beach. And I never walked down to the beach. I never touched sand.
Hmm.
No thanks. Sand is for making roads not slippery.
Brett has a highly judgmental look on his face.
No, I don't know. I would like to go and stick my feet in the sand and go in the ocean a little. And
how long?
Not long. Like a couple hours.
A couple hours? Oh, it was like 12 minutes.
What? No, I mean, I'll go sit at the beach and just listen to it.
Here's the best thing about the beach.
Goes.
If it's empty, yeah, but the beach is never empty unless you rent a super expensive house on the beach.
Right.
The best thing about the beach is throwing a frisbee out towards the ocean against the wind. You throw it as hard as you can and really high, and it flies back a million miles an hour, and it's impossible to catch because it's going too fast.
Mm. Wow.
That's the best part.
That's neat.
Yep. Then you think about jellyfish, and you go, I want to get the fuck out of here.
Or you fly your drone out over the ocean, and then it just keeps going.
Just keeps going. Gets caught in the wind.
Yeah, that happened to my poor brother.
Yep.
He got a drone.
So, I love traveling, seeing new places. No one has said otherwise. It's not like this is full of people who are saying, I hate traveling, I hate seeing new things. This is the most generic thing ever.
I never leave my basement.
Right.
You must come to me
and
knock three times, rap with your cane.
And I'm a huge animal lover. No one hates animals.
Yeah.
This is also very generic. I'm very busy, hardworking person, but always make time to spend with my family and friends.
What? I could write a dating profile on any of these sites for most people who use them.
Yeah.
I have two children, and they are my world.
Yep.
If that's
the other person on these profiles.
Yeah. I'm fluent in sarcasm.
Yep.
And
if you have a problem with that, please swipe left.
Please swipe. I'm not here to hook up.
Yeah.
I wrote that when I used Tinder.
I'm so done with fuck boys.
They all. I'm so done with fuck boys.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know what a fuck boys was.
No, I don't know what they are either.
I don't know.
Are we? We must be fuck boys.
I think
boys.
So.
I mean, listen to this
show. If you're in your 30s and you're still a fuck boy, GTFO.
Oh, my God. I'm a fuck boy. What does that even mean, though? I must be one.
Better than a lady boy?
If I'm not a fuck boy, who is?
I don't know.
What's the other one they all say? I had a Tinder profile once, and I wrote in capital letters, not here to hook up. JK.
You wrote that?
that was my writer. But I didn't keep it up for very long.
But no. Yeah, that just explains the two types of people. There's the parent, the single parent who's angry at men, and then there's the super generic single girl.
Oh, they're so jaded.
But hold on.
The angry at men.
Yes.
Mother. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, I could be super judgy and just be like, nope, 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 nope. And then one out of every 1,000 profiles, it's something that makes me chuckle.
Yeah.
Like a funny joke. or something completely sarcastic.
Right.
And then that's all right. And then I get a little interested, but I think, oh, this person is actually probably an asshole. They're very not normal. But when you actually get to know the individuals behind the standard generic profiles, they're probably not all that bad. But they seem awful. So what do you do? Do you bother getting to know them?
Sometimes.
Or do you just write them all off?
I don't know.
I don't have this problem. But, yeah. I'd probably go more toward those normal, boring ones and just kind of...
Because in reality, they're probably not that boring.
Probably not.
Yeah.
They're just not good at writing a profile.
Because neither am I.
Yeah.
I just quote John Cusack movies. That's all I do.
Yeah. Or just call them out on their bullshit. Like, oh, you like to travel and see new places? How many places have you been this month?
Good point.
Where have you been?
Good.
Here's where I've been.
To be fair, this girl would have been like the UK.
It's like, tell me your stories.
Yeah. Tell me about a time you saved an animal. Or yeah, love
if you
an
love
animal.
Them so much.
Tell me a time that you really like were with an animal and you thought, this animal knows.
Yeah.
I love it.
This one girl I hung out with recently, she's like, she kept talking about how she loved animals. She had photos of her animals in her profile pictures. She had a super cute dog with a half blue eye and a half brown eye. And a couple days after we hang out and I met the dog, she had to get rid of the dog because it didn't get along with her cat. She doesn't love all animals.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
That's like some double standard shit.
It is. The cat gets to stay, the dog gets to go?
Yeah, false equivalency.
Whatever that means.
I don't know. I heard it on the news.
Okay. That's helpful.
If you like animals so much, why don't you fuck them?
So Osborne says get to know them, especially the normal ones. Don't go after the wacky ones.
Yeah, that's
right?
A recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Wacky? Like clowns?
But the normal ones, that'd be terrifying, actually.
I'm not into normal.
No fuck clowns.
I don't think I am either. But I've gotten involved with the normal profile people, and it's been anything but normal.
So they're hiding their insanity.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, isn't that what social media is like? You hide the bad, and unless it's, well, I think there's people out there.
They're not hiding the bad, they're just...
Well, nobody puts out their like their faults per se. You want to put your best foot forward.
Once in a while, you read a profile that's like, "I'm a total dom in a dom sub relationship, and I only can come when you're upside down being whipped while you're fruit bowling."
You're gonna whip me in my fruit bowl?
Yep.
And then you come?
Yeah.
How do you come?
I'm
tied up with my dick smushed between my legs, how are you coming?
It just happens.
Wait, you're a girl.
I can only come when I'm fruit bowling.
When you're fruit bowling. Not me. I'm a girl.
No, that's going to be my new line for just people generally.
Fruit bowling?
No, I can only come when I'm fruit bowling.
Okay.
I don't know who I'm going to say it to, but I'm just going to like...
The lady checking you out of Hannaford?
Because she won't even know what I'm talking about. Yep. She'll go, did you find everything you're looking for? And I'll go, yep, I can only come when I'm fruit bowling. And she'll just think I'm talking about something in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's fruit, right?
Yeah.
Fucking a watermelon.
Where should I fruit bowl? Between my legs. It's the only way.
Right. I think you should do it as soon as you finish checking out at Hannaford. Like, you're pushing your card out, you just stop, block everyone from escaping, and fruit bowl.
Can you do it with your pants on?
No. No, it'd be impossible. Probably how do you do that?
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to
see. Are they
see-through
pants?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people have to see it.
They're
yeah.
assless chaps.
Otherwise, right. You're just bending over in a weird position.
Why is that guy standing
and
over there?
And he's touching himself while he does it.
I feel like there's one other one that I hear all the time on these profiles besides fluent in sarcasm. All
right, let me see.
Fluent in sarcasm? Like, what does that even mean?
It means nothing.
Yeah, it means absolutely nothing. It means they think they're funny.
Yeah. Like, oh, so you're...
Or hope you can keep up.
Yeah. Hope you can keep up.
A lot of that.
I am really funny.
Yeah.
Do you ever test the sarcasm? I'm being like, are you a dumb cunt?
No, I've done that before. I've been like, I'm really funny and I think you'll enjoy me. I've said stuff like I've tried all different approaches to these things.
Women pay me to give them pleasure.
Oh, you know what's unbelievable too? How many girls are super into Boston sports?
Yes.
Like, ooh, super into Boston sports. I'm thinking, just for good measure, I was at Sam's Club with Brett and Puke last week or a week or two ago, and I saw a Patriots like throw blanket, and I go, I think I need to have this.
Yeah.
Just so I can get my photo taken next to it to put onto these dating profiles. Otherwise, I'm never going to succeed.
Red Sox. That's the probably the safest one.
Oh. I was fading down.
I was turning it up.
Sorry.
I was talking to somebody.
Yeah, I got a Boston hat if you want to borrow it any time.
I'm not a hat guy.
I was talking to somebody a few months ago, and they were like, I like the Bruins.
I love hockey. See, that's a plus for me. If some girl says she likes hockey or likes the Bruins, like going to the games, I'm much more interested now.
Maybe they won a number of championships in recent years?
I didn't even know they were a team anymore. I go, the Bruins. The Whoins?
Okay. I would describe myself as pretty easygoing and go with the flow.
Down to earth.
Or down to earth.
Oh,
I'm low-key and not really into the whole club scene.
Low-key.
I've grown out of that phase. I do enjoy going out, but more for a drink or some dinner with close friends and family.
You know,
it's like I've already had like 500 dicks in me, and I'm done with that. And
now I'm looking for money.
That's my favorite jack rag.
Wow, that was really judgmental, guys. Another one that is like, you know, I could go out and have a great time. I could go wild at a club, but I'm just comfortable at home watching Netflix. It's like I'm versatile. I could do both. I feel like dudes would probably say that too.
Absolutely. Then there's also what they're looking for. I love tattoos and beards, but I'm looking for a nice guy.
Weird.
It's one or the other. Like, tattoos and beards don't necessarily mean nice guy.
Yeah, Osborne has a tattoo and a beard, and he's not
the stereotype of what you think of when you think of tattoos
he's
and beards.
He's also married and has children.
Yeah. Right.
I think you need a lot of tattoos. Harley Davidson tattoos in particular.
And every girl's looking for a guy who's 5'10 or taller.
I'm 5'10.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. How fucking tall do you think I am?
Well, damn it.
And no one ever said you're too short.
Isn't 5'10 like...
Because you're 5'10.
Short?
No. No.
Oh, okay.
And every fucking one of these girls likes this fucking... First of all, Nicholas Sparks.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
it's an author. I don't know either. Google Nicholas Sparks,
I gotta find out.
I bet you it's a romance author. I bet you he did Fifty Shades of Grey.
I bet it's worse than that shit.
Really?
I like people with a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, me too. I don't like the way he looks. What did he write, Puke?
Nicholas Charles Sparks is an American novelist, screenwriter, and producer. He has published 18 novels and 2 nonfiction books. So let's click here on the old Facebook.
Published Wikipedia. Works list. Number 4. Click number 4.
Let's see here.
The Notebook.
See, I told you it was worse than that shit.
Wokini, A Lakota Journey to Happiness and Self-Understanding.
At First Sight. That was that Val Kilmer movie where he's blind. A Walk to Remember, Mandy Moore.
Huh. All right. Well, now you know if you see that, you can get the fuck out.
Anyway, every girl likes Nicholas Sparks, including this girl I'm looking at now.
Yeah, stay away from that shit.
Also, they all like the show Game of Thrones.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Well, that's
good.
So they're like every single person in the world.
I
wouldn't want somebody who didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh. No, hell no. Or and at least maybe someone who hadn't got around to it yet, because that'll give you something to do.
But if somebody
that's like 80 hours of entertainment you can enjoy with.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones. I'd be like, you must.
Oh, right. Well,
that's a different story.
Because you could use that as a key. Because if they don't like Game of Thrones, maybe it's because they're a feminist.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't participate in things that are awesome if other people are doing them.
What does feminism have to do with Game of Thrones?
A lot of titties.
Doesn't matter.
And that show, I feel like feminists would not be into that sort of...
I'm fine with it.
What? I've got my feminist all wrong.
There's different waves of feminism.
Yes.
And only one of them is completely insane. Two are actually very reasonable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wave 3 and 4.
Just like insane people use it to go more insane.
Because here are the types of people who will eventually hook themselves to that wagon.
It's what?
Yeah,
the person who, so either the mom who's on dating sites, or if they're not a mom, they're a dog mama. Dog mom. That's it. Dog mom.
Oh.
Or, like this girl says, I have two beautiful fur babies.
Oh, fur babies.
Fur babies.
I've heard that term. Yeah, that's.
I'm going to call my balls that.
Fur babies.
Did she refer to her sweater kittens?
No. I don't know. This girl's being attacked by a dinosaur.
Well, that's fun.
Is there anyone?
Should I keep going with this?
Is there anyone who puts men's rights activist on their profile?
No. I have seen feminist. That is pretty common. And, you know, it's not always, but I don't think it's necessarily.
Well, see, this conversation has let me know that I feel kind of unique. I put I like trees.
Yeah. Oh, there's girls who have said I like trees.
God damn it.
I like rocks. I like, yeah, they like.
Trees are fucking just amazing.
They are. But Puke has a photo where he's just leaning against a tree, and his caption was, I like trees. And that was on his dating profile. And I like that. It's also amazing how many girls are teachers.
Can't wait for suicide.
Too many.
They all are. Yes.
Too many.
How are there so many teachers? And especially TART teachers.
Yeah. Yes. Why can't more women be at Google?
Like, okay. So hang on. If 80% of women.
Oh, right. Because they're all teachers.
Are teachers. Oh, I get it.
Or nurses.
Yes, teachers or nurses. But let's say 80% teachers.
Then why are these kids all coming out of school so illiterate?
Then 80% of those teachers are teachers who teach tards. So that means 94% of women work with retards. Right?
Which means they should be grateful for any single one of us.
I know.
Hmm.
Looking at Tammy here.
I think the last time I had one of those profiles up, it said, this tells you nothing. Don't even waste your time reading this. Approve of my appearance and we'll figure out everything else.
I like that. Okay, so this girl.
I think that's what the last. That might have been the last time I had a Tinder. I think it said that.
I'm looking at a Tinder and it's slightly humorous. Middle school teacher who enjoys drinking wine on school nights. Okay.
Mm, mm. 37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Honestly looking for someone to teach me how to get in and out of a hammock gracefully. I like that.
That's
I mostly
to Will and Grace or something. Or friends or
I mostly
I'm
Tinder
TV
when drunk.
Friends.
Well, that's what she looks like.
Wait,
so
what,
I forgive.
Yeah, help her.
okay, what's your minimum age?
Oh, I just okay. Hang on, I went back.
All right. Wow, that's a lot of hair.
Wait, what's her minimum? What's your minimum age setting?
22.
Because I realize there's a lot of fakes.
Oh, yeah.
And they usually, the fakes are usually what you have set at your minimum age.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. They come in, they just say, like, you could.
Well, that's why you go with the ones that have their Instagram linked or their Spotify.
What's the lowest minimum age a friend is in?
Wait, I don't understand. So they're faking, like, they're older than they actually.
No, they're fake profiles that are just generated. And
like, they're Armenian dudes that are very sweaty and hairy.
I see.
And they come in at your minimum age.
And what are they trying to accomplish?
I don't know. It's never clear. They ask you to, like, hey.
Oh, yeah. You get really, really basic messages. And you just
LOL,
them.
This is confusing. Want to talk somewhere else?
Yeah. You want to talk on Kick?
Oh, okay.
What is Kick?
Want to see my cam?
Would you like to go to Kick? I have many good goats.
Why would I want to see your cam? I wanted to take you out and play tennis.
Sorry, now I'm just
now you're just hindering.
Should you set your minimum age below your actual minimum age and then just ignore anyone that comes in below your actual minimum age?
That's what I do.
What's the minimum age?
I really don't consider 22-year-olds.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Unless I'm drunk.
Yeah. I could understand that.
Yeah.
But
I also don't consider 39-year-olds unless I'm drunk.
Now, do you know what Michael Jackson liked better than 22-year-olds?
Children.
22-year-olds.
Yes. I knew it was going there.
Of course it was. Where else does a Michael Jackson joke go?
So what do we do about this? Do we just look past all the bullshit on there
Just
try and meet the person? No, we're not better.
Yeah.
Because whatever I'm saying that entertain myself in my drunken stupor of creating a profile is not entertaining to anybody else. No one else finds it cheeky and
fun. No one ever gets it.
No
that
one
I'm very
likes
funny.
My quoting of the Talking Heads song. I spend a lot of time thinking about how did I get here? How do I work this? Where is that large automobile?
That's what yours says.
Am I right or am I wrong? My God, what have I done?
That's great.
No, it's not.
No, that is pretty good.
No, it's pretty awful.
But it's better to come up with something original. Like it said, on a typical Friday night, I am, and mine was, my boss, Bernie, invites me to his beach house, so I'd usually be packing. That's pretty funny.
Andrew's profile just says, send me a pic of your car, then we'll talk.
My boss, Bernie, invited me to his beach house for the weekend.
Yeah.
My boss,
Bernie Sanders,
is named Bernie,
uh-huh.
invited me to his beach house. For the
yes.
So I'd be enthusiastically packing.
Weekend at Bernie's? Are we talking about?
And you're about to go hang out with
the
corpse?
Oh, so no girl gets it. If you guys
yeah,
are like,
no,
oh,
I,
okay,
I'm out.
What?
Well, I love the movie. It was the second one was still in St. Thomas.
On a typical Friday night, I am, which is a fucking stupid question,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
So, because what's a typical Friday night?
Right.
So I say, my boss, Bernie, has just invited me to his beach house and I'm in for the weekend, mm-hmm. and I'm enthusiastically packing. Now, you might remember that the reason... Silberman and Andy, Jesus. What's his name, get invited to the beach house is because Bernie wants to kill them.
Oh.
See,
what?
My problem is I've seen Weekend at Bernie's 2 much more recently, multiple times.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
He was already dead.
Also.
And they go to St. Thomas.
What? Is there a Weekend at Bernie's 3?
Probably.
I feel like there was.
I didn't see
Bernie that. Wanted the two guys dead. Because they were snooping around, and they said, Bernie, we've discovered a problem with the company.
Oh,
but this
right.
was like in the 80s when everybody was a schemer. What?
There is a Weekend at Bernie's 3.
With the Bernie guy?
Is it the same actor?
I'm not finding I got the hiccups all of a
sudden. Oh, two. Okay.
I'm not finding a 3.
Okay, never mind.
There's something on YouTube here, but that seems not
no.
real.
Sorry.
So my point is that I'm funny. And most women, like, they don't get it.
No. No, they don't.
No. Or most of the ones that have been around. But they're probably also talking to, like, 20 guys.
Yeah, that's true. And I say hilarious things. Like, the other night, I went to the local bar to get a salad to take home
mm-hmm.
to eat. And they're always slow. So I get a drink while I wait. I get a double Jim Beam. Neat. So they gave me a glass just like this in my hand here, which is a pretty good sized glass. Not a shot glass that holds a double. It's a, what's this called, Osborne?
Rocks.
A rocks glass?
A tumbler?
Tumbler.
Tumblers are, I thought, cylindrical.
I thought this was a tumbler.
No, that's a pint glass.
Also a tumbler.
Well, either way, the hot bartender filled this to the brim
uh-huh.
with bourbon.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I asked for a double. This is like a, what's 9... Double.
That's like a quadruple. Okay.
That's more than a quadruple. Much more than a quadruple.
Septillion.
I could handle 2 ounces? Doubles, no problem.
Could the professor in the room?
Yes.
Phyllis.
So is that more than 4 ounces?
This is much more than 4 ounces. This is like 8 ounces. I'm telling you, I can handle 2 doubles, okay. no problem.
All right.
And she filled this thing up. I drank it, and I was very drunk. And then I was chatting with I don't even know who, and I was fucking hilarious. Because Lethal Weapon 4 was playing on the TV, and I could not look away. There was Mel Gibson, and I'm just thinking, why is he so fucking likable? He is so goddamn likable, I can't look away. I can't help but smile and look at him. I can't help but root for him. I want him to win. There he is, and he hates my people. He hates my people, but I want him to win. And oh my God, Joe Pesci. What a conundrum Joe Pesci is.
They fuck you at the drive-thru.
He is equally the scariest man in the world and the most innocuous man in the world at the same time. How
depends,
is this
depends on which movie.
So I'm trying to share this with people online that I don't even know. None of them are on board. None of them. They kind of were.
Why don't you just flirt with the bartender who's giving you all the booze?
That seems like the place to go.
Oh, there was a man that was already chatting her up.
You'd be
she,
like...
She clearly...
She was giving you the booze.
She was trying to get you to help her out of that situation.
I don't think so. And I was distracted by Joe Pesci.
Okay.
I was pretty
you must think
that,
I'm pretty stupid.
As opposed to anything else that was happening.
You should have started talking to her about Pesci.
Yeah. That would have been easier. Because it's hard to talk to a stranger on the internet about what you're watching on the bar TV.
Everyone agrees Joe Pesci's best performance was in Goodfellas.
So oh, yeah, absolutely.
Pretty, okay. Raging Bully was good.
That one's looking that way. The one's looking the other way, and this guy's going, what do you want from me?
Yeah, indeed. You know, there's a movie coming out about with Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, and Al Pacino.
Ray Liotta?
Oh. Next year, and it's directed by Martin Scorsese.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What?
Whoa, I forget what it's called. It's the last, like, Joe... And Joe Pesci's coming out of retirement to do this movie.
Oh, yeah, he must be in retirement, because he hasn't been around since Lethal Weapon 4.
The last thing he did was a Snickers commercial.
What?
Huh. He did a Snickers commercial where he's like... Oh, he's like, the fuck? You know, he's doing that kind of, the kind of a thing.
And, don't get your fucking shine box.
And somebody goes, hey, Steve, you're not yourself when you haven't eaten. And he turns from Joe Pesci into some other guy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Where's, I can see that.
You get a little ornery when you haven't eaten. Or
where's
something.
Ray Liotta?
What is this movie about?
Some old gangster. Originally, I thought it was about Hoffa. Or maybe
Joe
the
Pesci
guy
was in. No, Danny DeVito.
I think De Niro plays the guy who claims he killed Hoffa.
Oh.
Yeah, cause, yeah. No, Joe Pesci played Hoffa in Hoffa movie.
Danny DeVito.
No, Danny DeVito was in the movie. Jack Nicholson played Hoffa.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's right.
Who else? God, Stallone?
I was thinking something else.
Stallone, that's Copland.
Well, he was in Copland.
That's
yes.
Rocky. That's Stop or My
Demolition
Mom Will
Man.
Shoot.
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. When she cleans the gun
yeah.
in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. I had that on VHS.
The only way to have it.
I think so. I think it is the only way to have it.
It was 4:3.
Yeah.
Ratio.
Well, I think that's enough.
Oh, yeah. We've got an hour and a second half here. Holy shit.
I mean, did you want to get into any of that?
Oh, fidget spinners. They dead.
They dead? What do you mean they dead? We have several.
Who
here.
The fuck's ever heard about fidget spinners in the last 3 weeks? I got the hiccups all of a sudden.
That wasn't a skip on your iPod.
Ago, yeah. I don't know. Who's heard about them? Nobody.
I don't know. I'm kind of addicted to this one with all the...
With the balls.
Pointy things.
They're fun to stack and spin.
Yeah. That's why I got them. I brought them into the studio. I got something.
So what do you call this one? So that I might go find one.
I can send you the link on Amazon. Or you can just have that one if you want.
Because they have all these things, like even in the 7-Eleven. And they're all shit.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, because...
I did my research.
The
shit
ones you got here
are
pretty remarkable.
But that's what he's saying. The fidget ship has sailed. Now they're in 7-Eleven.
Right.
Jumped
shark.
See, all the fidget spinner manufacturers are like, oh, we got to get on this train. This is a hot ticket item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they started cranking them out. They're like, yeah, we can't make them fast enough. And Puke's like, I got to wait an extra 3 days for Amazon to send me some more of these things.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I can't. There's none left.
I have two.
There's none left in the world. They can't produce them fast enough. So all the manufacturers are cranking them out. They ramp up production. Mm-hmm. They start slashing prices to be more competitive.
Yep.
Next thing you know, nope. Everyone is done with them. There's a surplus. They end up at 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Where they'll sit forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll sit in that weird toy aisle where you can buy, like, those little tiny plastic men with parachutes that no one ever enjoys.
Right.
Right?
Because they never work. And also the eclipse. Did you guys stare at the sun at all?
No, I was in a room with no windows and a meeting the whole time.
I saw it.
I saw it, too. Use these cheap Chinese pieces of shit like the one on the table there. Yeah.
Well,
I looked at the sun and my eyes hurt.
Wow.
You only look at it for a second or two. Can you look away?
24 hours I looked at it.
Oh.
So I did notice that...
So in seven years, we have a legit one over in New Hampshire.
Right, yeah. I hear about that.
We'll get to see the actual full...
I'll forget.
Penumbra.
No, they will remind you.
Who's they?
Everyone.
I don't know.
That's all they fucking talked about for the last 2 weeks was this eclipse.
Did anyone see my video?
Yes, I did. Video. We went, ah, fuck!
I'll show you after. It's pretty funny.
My news on the eclipse was Puke showing up here for the show one day with eclipse glasses. And I go, what the fuck are these for? And then the day of the eclipse, somebody said, do you guys want to go outside and see the eclipse? And we all said, no, we're fine. That's all I heard about it. Until it happened.
You didn't miss much.
I know.
Picture a crescent-shaped orange ball.
So, I saw a much nicer sunset last night. Like that would way more.
Oh my God! What a beautiful sunset we saw
on the way to dinner.
Yeah.
So, I can wait 7 years, but even then, I'll miss it.
On purpose?
I won't. No, on purpose.
Fuck that sun.
Nothing will remind me about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it, and hopefully I'll have a little son that I can see it with. Maybe I'll adopt like a Chinaman boy.
Oh, okay.
A little Chinaman boy.
Just go kidnap some kid just for the day.
Why China?
I don't know. They've got the most potential.
Well, there's the most of them, too.
Most of them, yeah.
Probably the easiest to get.
Easiest to get.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. I'm going to try and get the most Asian kid ever. Remember that? The most Asian kid ever?
No. What? How do you make the most Asian kid
ever? I think it was the four of us, and you called somebody the most Asian kid ever. And I said, next time I see an Asian person, I'm going to say that to them if they meet a certain kind of criteria.
Oh.
And I think it was they were wearing like black pants with a black belt and a short sleeve dress shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they had like a hat with a propeller on it and a pocket protector, and it was just raining rice, but just right around them.
They got to have a camera, too. Right?
Wow, you're the most Asian kid. Yeah, they have two cameras around their necks. Wow, you're the most Asian kid ever. That was one of the bits that I cut out for the awesome compilation that I'm making.
When is it being released?
Oh, it'll be months.
Months?
I'm working on it very slowly.
How long is it?
It'll be hours.
It's an awesome compilation of what?
All my favorite Puke in the Gang bits that I'm
in. Suck a dick!
Okay.
Yeah.
So it only features you?
Well, you guys are like supporting
characters.
We're just
characters. There. Right. Yeah. We're just happening.
It's like I'm definitely the star.
We're just interrupting.
No. But I mean, it's focused around me. It's Brett-centric.
How much old man?
I don't know. None so far.
How much dick number?
I don't think it, because I want to release it to my audience, so I don't want it to be like dick numbers.
Oh, then I think you're missing out. I think your audience is missing out.
Dick numbers, not one of our best bits.
Wow. I kind of think that it is.
Holy shit. It was funny that we talked about it. Like, to talk about it for like a super long time is only funny if Nick's here, because it's like so annoying to him.
Mm.
And we all act like it's so important.
Osborne, where is Nick? Blank stare.
From what I heard earlier, he met an unfortunate end at the hands of old man.
New man.
New man.
He kills everyone.
Old man doesn't kill.
Oh, wait, but old man is new man.
I thought old man killed him with his shitting of the pants. I thought that was the whole point. When new man came to life, we had to remind him.
All of you will die. I am new man.
I don't understand.
I am from the future. I am part. Oh, would you like to hear a song from the future? Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Who struck what with the trigger? Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga. Who struck what with the trigger? Hot one, hot two, hot three, hot. Oh, dirty bastard, hard and uncut. I am new man.
This has been Puke and the Gang, episode 293. This is Puke signing off. Thank you, Osborne and Brett, for showing up and hanging out, and Thanks Tom for the audience, and Andrew for fiddling them knobs. Remember, hashtag fruit bowling.
Rock on!
PukeandtheGang.com/VIP and /live.
You put the hot dog into my buns. We go, and then I spray some cum.
The rest of Queen songs can suck my dick.
They would.
I know.
Suck a dick!